From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let's get ready to rumble! From Austin, Texas, formerly in the Republic of the United States, now under FEMA control, I am your host, Alex Jones. We live in epic times. We have a big broadcast lined up for you today. Wayne Madison, investigative journalist for Infowars.com, will be joining us to talk about campaign 2016 and the entire waterfront of developments. David Knight will be anchoring the fourth hour today. Infowars Nightly News coming up 7 o'clock Central. Look at this. Look at this article. Obama pushes for Zika funding. Quote, mosquitoes don't go through customs. No, the Zika mosquitoes come from the Rockefeller Foundation on record and are weaponized. And we've had top bioweapons experts like Dr. Francis Boyle on to detail it. But it gets worse than that. You know, most of the so-called refugees, they don't get vetted either. They don't even get their IDs or passports checked. That's confirmed. And they won't tell state police or even the FBI who they are. And the FBI even bucks the Obama administration and comes out and says, none of these people are vetted. Actually, they are vetted. 99.9%, I have an article today, of them are Sunni Wahhabists. Almost all of them are invaders, or they were cohorts in the attempted takeover of Syria and the mass murder of all Christians and Shiites. And they have had their butts kicked right out of there. Saudi Arabia won't take them back. That's where most of them come from. They're Chechens, you name it. And they're going right through Turkey into Europe. And boy, I've got a stack on of news that when we come back in the next segment, start your engines. Strap yourselves in with a four-point harness and get ready, because we're taking over 1,000 horsepower of liberty all the way to the edge today. Just the stack of treason is overwhelmingly powerful. The image this puts, just this stack of news together, shows you clearly what's going on. And there's just so much more. Huge Trump news. He is dominating Hillary in every poll, as we said he would do within 3 weeks he was beating her in national polls. Another week has now passed. We're 4 weeks into him taking the gloves off. And Hillary is now behind by up to 4 to 6 points in many national polls, 2 points in others. I mean, Trump is just turbocharging past her right now. And the more he takes the gloves off, the weaker she gets. Now, the more he hangs out with Henry Kissinger and James Baker and everybody else, the worse things get. And I understand that he's just hat tipping to them so they don't come after him. But at the same time, he just better continue with his pro-gun rhetoric. He better continue hammering the political correct garbage, because that's worth it right there, just having a national spokesperson who'll bring up the rape and stuff like that. So it's kind of like he gets a demerit, a little demerit for some of this stuff with the establishment. Then he gets giant gold stars that are 50 times bigger than the demerits. With the saying, you know, Bill Clinton's a rapist and stuff on Fox News. Believe me, the establishment doesn't like that. So I got some issues with Trump, but for everything he does, and there's so much other good stuff that I'm watching very, very closely. But my gut tells me things are still on a good course here. In fact, more than ever. We're going to cover all that when we come back from break. I really harped on Glenn Beck a lot yesterday because, you know, he's hanging out with Zuckerberg and then comes out and badmouths conservatives and said Zuckerberg's not censoring. Zuckerberg's employees have gone public. They're engaged in Chinese-style censorship, and this is outrageous. And he wants to be the one left alone. He wants a controlled market like John D. Rockefeller because competition's a sin. Because Doughboy, I don't mean he's fat. He just has that inherent sliminess, like a snake coming up to you to bite you, a cobra or something. And I just can't stand him. I'll just admit it. And by the way, no one else likes him in the liberty movement or conservatives or libertarians or patriots. I remember back when he was like still a big star 5-6 years ago, I talked to prominent people and they go, Glenn Beck, he's a crazy egomaniac who thinks he's God and literally is the most pretentious jerk to waiters and everybody else you've ever seen. I mean, he's just like Hillary Clinton. The guy is a frickin' Judas goat, egomaniac, Benedict Arnold.
Have you noticed that our planet has gotten more volatile? Right now, there's over 40 volcanoes erupting across the planet, and earthquakes continue to shake the globe with alarming regularity. The recent eruption in Costa Rica left a thick layer of dust and ash on vehicles and buildings 30 miles away in the capital city of San Jose. The blast from the volcano reached 10,000 feet high. Down in Indonesia, Mount Sinabung also erupted, with torrents of lava pouring out of the volcano that's been dormant for over 400 years. And another volcano in Iceland may also erupt, which could drastically affect Europe. But here in the U.S., over the past month, there's been 95 earthquakes around Mount St. Helens and 36 around Mount Rainier, indicating both could explode soon. Also, there's been more than 3,000 earthquakes of magnitude 1.5 or greater over the past month globally, including two major earthquakes that hit Ecuador in rapid succession. As journalist Michael Snyder points out, the seismic activity combined with our collapsing economy points to a perfect storm in which a confluence of factors will absolutely cripple society. For more news and reports, visit Infowars.com. This is Kit Daniels reporting.
Alex Jones here with an emergency breaking news alert. Now is the time to get prepared. We have never seen the elite escalating their own preparedness process like we're seeing right now. This is a key indicator that the global crises that is being orchestrated by the New World Order to bring in planetary government is being kicked into a new phase. We hope we have more time to wake people up and get ready, but we're preparing for the worst right now. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. In the month of May, we are urging our listeners and viewers to get prepared. And the most important item is Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. That's why we're offering 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com until the month ends. The globalists do not want us to be self-sufficient. It is key that we be prepared and able to take care of ourselves. One of those incredibly important items is Nascent Iodine. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and get 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Take action today.
Brainforce, it's completely different. Try a bottle of it. Rob Du joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. Tell us what Brainforce did.
I'd been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of Brainforce right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. Read about it, find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without BrainForce. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more BrainForce, and came in.
You will find BrainForce and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Let me do this again. Let me just give you some of the headlines, and I'm going to drill back into it. 40 volcanoes are erupting right now as the crust of the earth becomes increasingly unstable. Infowars.com, Michael Snyder. RT, apocalyptic scenes in Indonesia as deadly volcano erupts, spewing hot ash, killing 7. London Telegraph, Elijah Wood, Hollywood in the grip of child abuse scandal, similar to Jimmy Savile. The Satanist, who reportedly tortured small girls to death in the presence of the elite of Britain. They have found bodies, they have found the torture chambers, and of course they've been having government ministers and others that were connected to it dropping dead, and even mainstream news there says that there is a pedophile cult, in their words, running the UK. It's running the world, ladies and gentlemen. It's running the world. Continuing here, Trump to Hillary, disarm your bodyguards. Exclusive, Donald J. Trump, Hillary Clinton's plans for more illegal immigration to America are a disaster for our country. Former White House reporter, media happy to be managed by Obama. Former top writer at the USA Today publication told the Wall Street Journal. Continuing, new poll shows Trump beating Clinton in general election, accelerating as he gets more hardcore. Bernie Sanders is digging in because he really is the leader. And now he's fighting to not let Hillary steal the delegates and super delegates. So the mainstream media is now basically calling him a terrorist, violent, evil, because he's not the person they want. They want Hillary. Sanders would be so polarizing, he wouldn't get most of what he wanted done. And that's why they don't want him in there. I mean, just like they don't want Trump, they're trying to steal it. But he had such a landslide, and people didn't buy that, no, popular vote does count. We're not going along with your mind game, so they failed. But the Democratic Party has been so servile that they've gotten away with some of it, but now they're starting to wake up. So good job to them. I mean, we do have popular voting here, right? Yes, you can have a contested election when it's neck and neck, but not when it's a landslide. Not when he wins New Hampshire, he wins seven other states, they give it to Hillary. No, that's wrong. And if you say that's the system, then let's change it, even though that's not the system. You don't have the moral high ground, Hillary Clinton or Ted Cruz. And I don't take pleasure coming out against Ted Cruz, folks, but when you start shooting your mouth off and talk about landslide victories when you're stealing states, that dog doesn't hunt. Now, before I go any further into that political news, let me just go ahead and get into this stack and read you these headlines. And then I'm going to come back from break and drill into these more. But just listen to these, if you're a radio listener, TV viewers. We're going to aim the document cam down there, and I'm going to go over these articles. And just listen to these headlines. I'm going to come back and drill into these. But how these tie together. Guardian newspaper. Revolution in America when dying white majority is overthrown. Why is that so important? See, it makes everything about the race or group you are, not about everybody's freedom. All of our basic freedoms are being demolished. But then we're taught it doesn't matter because we're based on race. But every other group is supposed to be based on race. But white people. And then we're taught to hate ourselves. I mean, it is just total race-based politics, like the Klan had during some periods in the South, but globally managed by the corporate elite for divide and conquer. And I know you know that, but this is what we're really seeing. There's an admitted CIA program with Sumner Redstone and Viacom, the biggest media company in the world, to break up the family. That's been declassified. And you turn it on, it's totally weaponized. To break down society, they're announcing, look at this, immigration officials to start sending transgender women to middle of Texas where they built an entire facility. An entire facility just for them. Again, as if this is the biggest issue in the world when you've got like 0.2% of people saying they're transgender. It's just... You want to see what causes confusion, a breakdown? That's what it is. Forget the transgenders. Forget whether a man can be a woman or vice versa. Forget all the science. Either way, are we planet tranny? This was formulated by psych warfare chiefs to screw the species up. I'm sorry. Let me read the headlines. I'm sorry. Guardian, revolution America when dying white majority is overthrown. And you read this, it's the most racist garbage. It sounds like a Nazi wrote it. Hungary Prime Minister. Clinton is George Soros's puppet, wants to overrun EU with millions of Muslims. While the mouth is Clinton, the voice is that of George Soros. Poland's top ministers have come out and said, we are under Soros attack. Even nationalists that are right wing are saying they're trying to put Nazis in charge. That's in the news today. Like it was declassified. I'm going to get to that. They're trying to put Nazis in. And the nationalist groups that are against it, they call them Nazis. Like the libertarian presidential candidate calling Trump a Nazi, saying he wants to like go after Anne Frank. This is so incredible, folks, that they're doing this. But Europe gets it. They're like, stop it. Because Soros is in newspapers bragging. Yeah, I'm going to overthrow your country. Ha-ha. They're like, America, arrest him. Stop it. It's right-wing leaders. It's nationalist leaders. It's pro-Russia leaders. It's French leaders that are even liberal. German leaders that are liberal are starting to go, yeah, this is crazy. The mayor of London, super liberal, sounds like Donald Trump now, because it's true. And there are a lot of liberals out there that don't want to suicide their countries. Hungary's prime minister, Clinton, is George Soros' puppet, wants to overthrow EU with millions of Muslims, while the mouth is Clinton's, the voice is out of George Soros. Hungary's prime minister, Viktor Orban, slammed Bill Clinton as a puppet of billionaire George Soros for supporting his plan to flood the EU with millions of hostile Muslims. We're going to get to that coming up. This is amazing. Now, this is the key. We're going to roll some B-roll of this here for you if you're a TV viewer. If you're a radio listener, you can always go to Infowars.com/show for the free video feeds so you can actually see this for yourself because it adds a dimension. This is AFP. Last article is Breitbart. Pope and top imam embrace in historic Vatican meeting. This is the main imam of Cairo. Basically the Muslim Brotherhood. Al-Qaeda-like. Absolutely incredible. Now let's move on to this one. This is from last week. Pope Francis likens Jesus to ISIS, says Muslims must breed with Europeans, says he, quote, doesn't want to hear about Christian roots of Europe. Well, you know the quotes. He, quote, dreaded, excuse me, it's worse than what I remembered. He dreaded, this was a quote, Christian roots of Europe, because it has colonialist overtones. It goes on and on and on. Now, let's move on to the article today. Islamic State, AP. Last article was LaCroix, major Catholic paper, the Catholic paper of France, in case you think they misquoted him. This is out of his mouth, cathedra. AP. Islamic State group leaders urges attacks in Europe and U.S., and he's meeting with the Al-Qaeda-like imam. And Merkel and Europe has said, come in. Then they attack, they declare civil emergency, and arrest nationalists like Marie Le Pen, who's like Donald Trump light. She hasn't even endorsed Donald Trump because he might be too right-wing. I mean, give me a, they're arresting people that are not as hardcore as Sarah Palin in France, okay? The tyranny's here, folks. Chinese-style net censorship is now official at Facebook, and Glenn Beck's endorsed it. Endorsed it. They're moving on us, like Drudge said here a year ago. Well, that Paul Revere stood right over there in the shadows. One of the first interviews he's done in years and warned you. Islamic State group leader urges attacks in Europe. Let me just race through these now. Bombings in Assad's stronghold kills 111 in Syria. Islamic State claims responsibility. UPI. Credible threat that ISIS will target the Rio Olympics. Yeah, they're crawling all over South America. Brazil anti-terror chief says numerous measures are being taken to prevent an attack. Yeah, train you to live in a police state if they bring them in. Libertarian candidate compares Trump's proposal to deport illegals to the Holocaust if they deport you in Mexico. Germans, look how pathetic this is, rushing to buy blank guns, toy guns. Guns that are used to start, you know, swimming matches and races to try to just scare the rapist away. But, oh, it gets better. 22% of resettled refugees in Minnesota test positive for tuberculosis. And then I knew it, but it's in the next article. The government knows they've got it and brings them in. Remember Ellis Island? They kept you there to make sure you didn't have stuff like that? They bring people in and stick them in your kid's elementary school or high school or whatever. And your kid gets TB and they admit it. Wow. Somali refugees and stuff that live in dirt huts, folks, and don't know what planet they're on. The women are total slaves. Saudi Arabian, you name it. They're just pouring in. I mean, it's amazing, the political correctness. And now when they chain their wives up or even burn them up, or kill them, a poor asshole, and the cops hardly even investigate. It's like, well, that's their culture. Mm-hmm. UN diplomats keep slaves in New York City. Don't get in trouble. Look it up. 20% of resettled refugees in Minnesota have tuberculosis. And then look at this. Indiana officials, 85 test positive for TB bacteria. Oh, and they wonder why it's suddenly exploding all over. Four refugees with infectious tuberculosis sent to Indiana. This is where they admit they sent people there that they knew had it. Now, let's continue. It's a lot more than that. Record 499 Syrian refugees admitted to U.S. Folks, it's thousands in Austin. That's number one, that's a lie, but listen to this. Record 499 Syrian refugees admitted to U.S. so far in May. No Christians. Syria's 20% Christians. They're the real refugees. Obama will not let them in.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Wayne Madsen, investigative journalist, is going to be joining us to cover the waterfront, the full spectrum of news, and take your phone calls. His latest article is up on Infowars.com. CIA links top Hillary donor Soros to terrorist bombing. Soros is a major contributor to Hillary Clinton's campaign. I mean, we've got the Polish deputy minister. We've got, you know, the president. We've got the president of Hungary. We've got German leaders in their Bundestag. We've got just incredible news here and documents being released. There's multiple declassifications on Soros right now. It's just incredible. It's incredible how evil this guy is. He even tried to crash the British pound. So in the new James Bond movie, the Quantum Group is the private corporation behind Spectre. And there's a George Soros character that just wants to ruin the world and be mean because he hates people. This is the real head of Spectre. Just give me a break, man. Some weird Nazi collaborator who actually has cats and an oxygen tank? Yes, we will kill James Bond. I mean, you cannot make it up. Give me a break. And I said this before, it's just weird. Both my grandfathers are dead now. They were both in World War II in the Army Air Corps. They barely, both of them barely survived. One of them in a crash landing, the other, you know, plane shot up. And then their base got bombed, my dad's dad, and he got hurt, Purple Heart. So was it, didn't go up, and then a few missions in, his whole crew got killed. Barely didn't make it fighting the Nazis. And then I've got to sit here and you've got to sit there with a guy who was all the way back in World War II, a top Nazi collaborator, helping round people up. We have to put up with his crap. And then the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL give him awards as a Jewish leader when he is the greatest living Nazi war criminal. And then he runs Media Matters and all these other groups attacking us. You people that work at those places, you are just horrible people. Because you're not just calling me a Nazi. You work for one who's anti-free speech and is putting Nazis in places like Ukraine. I mean, how freakish is that? I just can't believe it. It's so rich. It's just such horse manure. I've had Media Matters call me before years ago just for fun. I'd actually do the interview with their so-called, you know, editor. They go, and you're not anti-Semitic? And I'm like, no, not like George Soros that funds you. He doesn't fund us. I pulled up election commission documents while I was talking to him and said he was their number one funder. And they went, well, thanks for the interview. And I said, all you were doing this for was to act like you were actually a journalist. You're not a journalist. You're a hack. Our government's funding Sunni radical Muslims that have killed 300,000 people conservatively in Syria, most of them Christians, and Obama won't let one out. We had the clip 6 months ago. We ought to try to find it again. Something like Obama talks about it's not fair to only let in Christian refugees. And then he giggles and he goes, because that's not fair. Because that's not fair. The numbers come in every month of the thousands and thousands and thousands. And then they'll say, oh, we let one Christian in or no Christians in this latest group. I just covered the article earlier. They will not let them out because Turkey doesn't let the Christians out. They're to be murdered there. They're damned up in that country to be killed. And that's why the globalists are so stupid. That's why, well, in their lust to kill, that's why they can't beat the Syrians. The coalition of Alawites, Christians, Shiites, and others with the Russians, because they have nowhere to go, folks. They have to fight to the death. And they're meant to be there and be murdered while the Popey sits up there, the false Pope, and meets with the leader of the Muslim Brotherhood and embraces him and shoots his mouth off about the, you know, I don't want to hear about Christianity and Christian stuff. You know, Jesus was just like ISIS. He sent people out to the world. These are quotes. To literally betray Christendom. I mean, you just cannot make it up. They overthrew the Catholic Church. You can debate it was corrupt before. Whatever. You can stick a knife in it. It's done now. They overthrew it with the pedophile infiltration. And as soon as they put this guy in, the media shut that down. And that was over. Because it was mission completed. They took it over. I can tell you right now, Pope Francis is a deep member. He might even be the head of it. This whole thing. That guy is the devil incarnate. And I know it's dangerous to stand up against somebody like him, but that's what I got to do. The truth's the truth. It's just unbelievable to see the actual manifestation of Satan in the Vatican.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Baltimore officer Edward Narrow, who was charged in the death of resident Freddie Gray, was found not guilty of all counts by Baltimore City Circuit Court Judge Barry Williams on Monday. Narrow faced charges of second-degree assault, reckless endangerment, and two counts of misconduct in office. After Gray, a 25-year-old African-American, died on April 19, 2015 of a spinal cord injury he sustained while in police custody, Gray's death sparked mass looting, rioting, and arson that lasted over a week in Baltimore. Local officials fear the verdict could trigger more civil unrest. Narrow is one of six officers charged in Gray's death and the second to be tried. Officer William Porter's trial ended in a hung jury and a mistrial in December. Nero waived his right to a trial by jury in favor of a bench trial, which began May 12th. Final arguments were heard Thursday. Four other officers, Officer Garrett Miller, Lieutenant Brian Rice, Sergeant Alicia White, and Officer Caesar Goodson Jr. have not been tried yet. It was the driver of the van that transported Gray from the spot where he was arrested to the police station where he was found critically injured. For more breaking news, visit Infowars.com. This is Kit Daniels reporting.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex. Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Longevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Longevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
My little China girl.
I could escape this feeling with my China girl. I feel a wreck without my little China girl.
You know, they tell people that colleges nationwide every year for the last decade do not have Halloween parties, do not have costume parties. And in the guide put out by the federal government, by the EEOC, based on their directives, no China girls, no geisha girls,
just like a sacred cow.
Language being descriptive is racist. Don't say Mexican food, don't say Chinese, say Asian cuisine. Use the words we tell you to use. Sure, we're bringing in censorship. We're the liberals. Ha ha, shut your mouth. Yes, I'll give you television. I'll give you eyes of blue. I'll give you the spirit to rule the world. All right, let's get into the news here. I started going through the stack, but I must go through it without commentary. Even if I fail, I must go back through it just so you can make your own decision off the headline. CIA links top Hillary donor George Soros to terrorist bombing. Guardian, revolution in white America because of dying white majority will be overthrown. Hungary's PM, Clinton is George Soros' puppet, wants to overthrow EU with millions of Muslims. Pope and top imam embrace an historic Vatican meeting. Pope Francis likens Jesus to ISIS, says Muslims must breed with Europeans. Islamic State group leaders urge attacks in Europe and the U.S. That's the AP, UPI. Bombings in Assad strongholds kills 101 in Syria. Islamic State claims responsibility. That's our government backs. Credible threat. The ISIS will target the Rio Olympics. Daily Mail. Libertarian candidate compares Trump's proposal to deport illegals to the Holocaust. Germans rushing to buy blank guns over migrant fears. 22% of resettled refugees in Minnesota test positive for tuberculosis. And it goes on to admit they test them and just let them in. Four refugees with infectious tuberculosis sent to Indiana in 2015. I'm telling you, the leftists will take their kids and ask these people to cough in their face and go, we're sharing the TV with them. It's liberal. Oh, look, Habib next door chains his wife up and pours acid on her face. But did you see the other neighbor? He was wearing a cowboy hat like John Wayne. I'm sorry. Record 499 Syrian refugees admitted to the U.S. so far in May includes no Christians. 20% of Syria is Christian. Was a little higher than that, but they've killed a couple hundred thousand of them. Are we going to let you out? I'm afraid not. That's when Obama really relished in that video. We got to find that. Something like, you know, Obama says we got to let all refugees in, not just Christians. Try to find it. He's just like, he laughs. He goes, it's just not fair to not, you know, only let Christians in. Because he's not, but the joke is they're not letting Christians in. And he laughs, oh man, when they line those families up and machine gun them or chop their heads off or take those little girls as young as five into sex slavery and 100 jihadis line up and rape them till they die. Look it up. ISIS rapes little girls till they die. And that demon filth, that filth of hell, laughs about it. Because they're devil worshippers. Folks, that is a sacrifice going on over there. You understand? They're not following the same conductor as us, okay? Wow. Obama planned to reintegrate ex-convicts into society raises crime fears. Oh, think so? The government's going to hire the hardcore felons. There is too many innocent people getting felony charges out there. So then everybody goes, yeah, we got to reform this. We can't even find workers. A third of the country's got felonies. That's not what this is. This is always the end stage of a communist operation. Elderly bookend of life talks. Once labeled death panels, AP. Oh, we are going to cut your care off and everything, but it's okay because we brought people in with TB to cough on you. It's all right. But don't worry, we care about animals, but not humans. Puppy addicted to heroin and meth found in motel room. And it is very sad, but see, we've been taught to have empathy for the dog, but not for all the chimera human-animal experiments. Those creatures don't have any rights. Those are just in the newspaper. They've got them. They don't show it to us. When they finally roll it all out, I think soon, they're going to just say, well, we've been doing it for 30 years. Our shampoo has a little bunny thing on it. You know, nobody had anything. No bunnies got hurt. No chimeras did, though. And your kids did with the vaccines and the fluoride. Bye-bye, brain cells. So there's that little stack. Oh, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Only 7 other stacks, and I intend to try to at least skim over all of it today, but I want to go back into some of this stack first. But if you want to know who quarterbacks the show, there's something real wimpy and very, I don't want to say effeminate because it's not fair to women. A real woman is powerful, and you know, to call these weird Nelly men that are into kids effeminate, and the quote feminization of men, This is not a feminization of men. This is a dehumanization of men and women. And there is this Renfield, Dracula servant archetype. And I understand Media Matters and Raw Story and CNN will say that I'm saying vampires are real. It's an allegory, a parallel. You know that too. You just try to deceive your viewers to make them, you know, think I'm a liar. But all that happens is they come into it and find out what I'm really saying. I'm not saying vampires are real. I'm saying as an archetype or as a historical symbol, there have always been psychopaths that want to grab your kid and torture him to death. That's why the ancient Greeks had vampire hunting days, you know, where they'd go into the catacombs, you know, during the day. The Romans would as well, and find the crazy people that would creep out at night and grab you and take you and eat you, and then they would hunt them down. It was always a very small percentage of people that wanted to lurk around in the dark and, you know, grab your kids out of their bed at night and take them down to the catacombs and torture them to death. You know, it's just the old thing of don't get too close to the castle, kids. And the best way to scare your kids is go, they got long teeth, they drink your blood. They do drink your blood, they just don't got long teeth. And it's an archetype in every culture. And when they take over, they build big pyramids, and then they have down below them the market where they hang the people by their legs, and then the priest class sells the meat to fund themselves. From Chile to Central Texas, from the Karankawa to the entire Mayan kingdom, thousands of years of vampiric activity. And every other culture got into this as well. So find out what's going on here. We're dealing with vampires, ladies and gentlemen, psychopaths. And they've got a flavor. They like certain things. Now I'm going to explain to you. The Nelly dehumanized men that people call feminized, those are the Renfield level. They just want to have sex with kids. Okay? But they are the gatekeepers and the toadies. And the minions, the bots of the really evil people behind them. And you have to understand that if we're going to defeat these people, you've got to come to grips with it and understand that that's what you're seeing. You're not seeing the heart of the conspiracy when I say it's a pedophile cult. They don't put the vampires out in the open. They're back at the castles. They're back at the lairs. And the politicians go out, and their minions go out, and they corrupt themselves with the sex with the children and all the rest of it. And then they cry when they take their favorite children in so their throats get slit. And that's come out in Europe. It's come out in England. It's come out here. That's the bottom of the rabbit hole. Bring a little kid in, lay the plastic out in front of the prime minister. Five-year-old girl, double-edged dagger, slit their throat right there. And then I'm not going to get into the rest of it. But you want to know who you're dealing with? That's who you're dealing with. You want to take vaccines they give you? You want to drink water they set up for you? You want to eat that GMO? You want to work with them? You want to... I talked to somebody that did work on the Connecticut home of George Soros. There's a little castle out in the woods. The windows are all blacked out. All the furniture is black. There's black mirrors everywhere. You know what that's for? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They are coming for everybody. And I want to warn everyone that serves this. When you sign on to these people, you're signing on to hell itself, and you will pay in this life. Where they're taking this is not a very pretty place. Now, I was told Elijah Wood's a listener, and I was contacted for some other big child stars, and I just have not had these people on, but I do want to try to get Elijah Wood on since he's doing this. But I was told by one of these prominent stars that, oh, Elijah Wood, you know, knows about all this too. And after you have me on, then, you know, you can have him on. And I just, you know, I just said, you guys need to just put your stuff out there and then I can report on it. So I'm going to go ahead and try to get Elijah Wood on. Elijah Wood, Hollywood, in the grip of child abuse scandal similar to Jimmy Savile. Who is the guy that had a secret dungeon for Satanism and he ran the community orphanages and the troubled children, the little girls. But he would procure the little boys and he was best friends with Prince Charles. That's in the news. And had the highest level access above MI6, the royal family. I'll just stop right there. Elijah Wood, Hollywood, in the grip of child abuse scandal, similar to Jimmy Savile. Let's put Jimmy Savile on screen for TV viewers. If you want to see the absolute archetype of the Renfields. You want to see a possessed person. Yeah, click as he gets older. He just gets more. I mean, imagine. Oh, here. He's here to drive a truckload of little girls to a mansion in the middle of the night. Oh, there's nothing happening. 6, 7, 8-year-old girls. Hello. Hello. And then now it comes out. Satanism, dead bodies, all of it. Wow. Wow. The rabbit hole goes deep. The roots are deep. Rip them all down. Elijah Wood, Hollywood, in the grip of child abuse scandal, similar to Jimmy Savile, wrecking the innocent of children, wrecking their souls, destroying them forever, feasting on their energy, interdimensional demons interfacing, ruling the earth. Or maybe they're just psychopaths and mentally ill. All I know is they're suddenly in the liberal media telling us pedophilia is loving. It's loving. I'll get you and your little dog, too. These things must be done and delicately, huh? Hollywood is in the grip. A child sexual abuse scandal similar to that of Jimmy Savile in Britain. Lord of the Rings star Elijah Wood has claimed. The 35-year-old former child actor said pedophiles had been protected by powerful figures in the movie business and that abuse was probably still taking place. In an interview with the Sunday Times, Wood said he had been protected from abuse as he was growing up, but that other child actors had been regularly preyed upon at parties by industry figures. That's just the gateway to this. You all grew up with Savile. Jesus, it must have been devastating, he said. Clearly, something major was going on in Hollywood. It was all organized. Key statement. There are a lot of vampires. Ooh, ooh. There are a lot of vampires in the industry. People who only have their own interest in mind. There is a darkness in the underbelly. If you can imagine it, it's probably happened. Wood said the abuse was allowed to continue because victims can't speak as loudly as people in power. That's the tragedy of attempting to reveal what is happening to innocent people, he said. They can be squashed, but their lives have been irreparably damaged. Allegations that senior Hollywood figures have been protecting child abusers have gathered pace in recent years. And then it goes on. Gathered pace, just like the Catholic Church. We don't hear about that anymore, do we? Oh, I'm afraid the blackmail worked. And now the crew's in firm control. First they infiltrate, then they create the corruption. Now they have the leverage, and now they're in control. Oh, we're opening the door for ISIS, also child rapist. Come on in, my friends, fellow vampires. Intra, come in. The feasting is good. We have conditioned everyone. Their shields are down. Sharpen your knives. Get out your forks. The water's warm. The blood of children. Got a lot more news we're going to cover when we come back. But first, I do need to tell the wonderful viewers and everyone that we have never sold so many T-shirts for Hillary in prison or come and take it, Moan Lambe, because we offered 50% off when you go to Infowars.com/newsletter to sign up for the free newsletter, and we send you the code. And I said it was going to end last night. One more time today, in about 3 hours, I'm going to send the code out one more time. So the promo code is going to stay open until midnight tonight because it's great to be able to have contact with you. It's great you get the email insider, a bunch of our links, our articles to send off to others. It gets around a lot of the censorship that's taking place, and it's so popular. Now, again, this is about promotion of InfoWars and Hillary for President. We really don't make any money. I wish we did at $9.95, obviously, with the T-shirts. It costs us like $6, and after all the infrastructure and stuff, it's a lost leader. But it's going to be great to just keep this ball rolling, because, I mean, the T-shirts are popping up everywhere. They're all over the news, the Hillary for President especially. I want to thank you all that have been members of the InfoWars Insider newsletter, and I want to just encourage everybody. We send out promo codes every day, or almost every day. Sometimes we don't send emails out on, like, Saturday. That has 50% off, 30% off, 50% off. I mean, you know, the very best deals are for folks that are there with the newsletter. We have a lot of big specials for everybody else as well. We got 20% off on the incredible Good Halogen, Nascent Iodine X-Tube. The Globals are doing everything they can to make sure you don't get real pure iodine that actually is absorbed by your cells. 20% off. Try it. It's a great way to get introduced to it. And your purchase funds the operation. And I want to thank you all for your support. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acid. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Get up! Stand up! Escape from the prison planet! Here! Let me see your war face! Ah! That isn't scary enough! Work on it!
Escape from the prison planet!
They are building a prison planet. Clutch is good, man. They like the show, too. Had the lead singer on years ago. Like me some Clutch! Yeah!
start thinking about the New World Order and how sick these freaks are. It gets my blood up. Just total defense mode. Just, I don't like these vampires. Do you? All these archetypes from history are telling us what we're dealing with. They want just a bunch of dumbed down, mindless, infighting, stupid sheep. And they can sit up there in their big armored compounds and just fly over us in their jet copters. It's like a vampire science fiction movie while they play God. They set up a world where they do whatever they want. Play with us, play with our world like we're their little toys, pawns. Let me mention this because I have a clip of it I want to get to. Guardian, revolution in America when dying white majority is overthrown. The West that ended slavery, that opened its borders up, that did all this stuff. Sure, elites have used this for corruption, but I mean, the backwardness in these other countries is incredible. Let's see, the virtue is elsewhere. And they have the Guardian, Stephen Thrasher, who's obviously an anti-white racist in my view, but see, it's okay because he's not white, come out and say the Guardian, Stephen Thrasher, is looking forward to the day when America's, quote, dying white majority is overthrown and a political revolution led by people of color ends the white supremacist system currently represented by Donald Trump's presidential campaign. See, it's all race-based there. And obviously, as a backlash, there's some race-based stuff from white people going on. But see, they want you just to identify with race and then identify if you're a, quote, minority, 90% of the world's population is not Anglo or less, that you then identify with Bernie Sanders and socialism when that's what the big banks want because they administer it. So they brand socialism and communism as an anti-white thing. And then the big mega banks put the Bolsheviks in Russia and killed tens of millions of people. That's admitted. I mean, it's so horrible. Look at Venezuela collapsing. It's a system for idiots. Venezuela was almost as rich as the U.S. 50 years ago. Argentina had more money than we did. They got taken over by corruption, folks, and now look where they are. They have a crony system now, not a free market. Let's go to this guy. Let's go to a clip of this guy on YouTube, just really proud of himself. Here it is.
If you understand American history, then you'll understand why I think Donald Trump will be the 45th president of the United States. Every bold advancement of freedom in America is always met with an equally bold racist backlash, like the emancipation of the slaves and Reconstruction being met by our old friend Jim Crow, or how desegregation of schools and public spaces birthed a wave of resegregation in the 80s. Remember the Voting Rights Act of 1965? A half century later, we have poll lines so long they disenfranchise those who can't afford to wait. And new laws are excluding countless citizens who have voted their whole lives. So, when we voted against the odds to elect the first black president 8 years ago, when we had a clear symbol that the country was literally becoming more black, why shouldn't we expect his successor to be the meanest, whitest, most vile bigot possible?
The very same guy. I'll play Marvin later. That's enough. Here's the deal. It's racial politics from the left. I mean, they're just throwing it around everywhere. And then they sit there with this holier than thou because this guy, oh, and he's a big gay award winning activist, of course, on top of it. So he's even more royal than everyone else. You know, just, oh my gosh, and you talk like this. You're so intellectual. You use the word racist and microaggression. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Brainforce, it's completely different. Try a bottle of it. Rob Du joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. Tell us what Brainforce did.
I'd been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of Brainforce right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. Read about it, find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without Brainforce. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more Brainforce, and came in.
You will find Brainforce and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to cut to the other studio here in just a moment to Leanne and Marley Jones. Marley is heading up a photography department and graphics and some of our other crew, and also doing a lot of great work when it comes to our Instagram. We've really neglected and haven't been promoting. So we've had an Instagram contest, and they're going to be announcing the winner of that. I let Leanne and Marley, Marley Jones, my sister, adopted sister, love her. She's been in the family since she was 6 months old and from Korea, obviously. And she just does a kick butt job. The best photographer out there I found. And so that's why I was lucky enough to be able to hire her back. She worked here some when she was in college, but she is now here back with the crew. And so everybody can go join our Instagram or follow us there, because we have to have a lot of these, you know, Instagrams, Facebooks, Twitters, because this is what's taken over the web. We've got to have outposts to get our InfoWars information into them. And then, yes, when they censor us on one, we use the other platforms to point out the censorship. And I've got Paul Watson coming on, and also a reporter in the next few days, Miss Southern out of Canada, who's a great activist, a great reporter. And she just reported on and linked to on her Facebook articles and articles admitting that Facebook's censoring. And they suspended her account and said, you're not allowed to do this. And she put a screenshot of that out. Had her own website, was able to expose it. So you have to have a bunch of platforms, because it's like whack-a-mole. They try to whack us down, we pop back up. And that's the strategy. They've shut down our YouTube, Facebook before, but there's such a backlash. And yes, I have lawyers write them letters. And I mean, I'm dead serious. I'll sue them. Because you can't advertise that you've got an open comments. You can't advertise that you're free and good and not censoring and then do it. There's not porn. There's not calls to violence. You can't shut us down. You advertise, it's a commons. We bring the value there. And that's what Congress and the Senate is finding right now. And that's why it's such a big deal to have Chinese-style censorship. I mean, they're officially doing it and trying to mainline it and having the media cheerlead and say, of course, it's their website. You know, let them control whatever you say. So Facebook told her, you know, Donald Trump is, you know, not any Muslim, he's anti-ISIS. And so she basically put that out, and then they just took it down. That's Lauren Southern. This is going on. This has happened to us a couple of years ago. We were spreading a Navy SEAL meme. Wait, only got a few minutes till we go to break. So let me go ahead and throw to Marley and Leanne. Are you guys there?
Thanks, Alex. Well, that's right. We are wrapping up our very first Instagram contest, and we are so excited with the results. So many people got involved. Go to The Real Alex Jones Instagram, and you can see, if you use the hashtag InfoWarsGear, you can see how many people submitted for this contest, just how many info warriors are out there, just a tremendous outpouring of support. So that was really awesome.
Yeah, it was just great seeing everyone's creativity, see what they came up with. And you can continue to use this hashtag throughout forever. And we're going to be looking at it constantly to start finding content for our newsletter. We want to see your support. And just keep showing us those photos and showing what you're doing out there.
Yeah, so we'll definitely be putting a lot of your submissions in the newsletter, like Marley said, so you can check out all of your fans out there, your fellow InfoWarriors. And now, here was the thing. It was so hard. We were looking at everything over the weekend. There were so many submissions that we couldn't decide.
So hard to decide.
We just could not choose a winner. We did narrow it down for you.
We
narrowed it down to four. And so now you need to go to InfoWars.com and click on this article, Spoils of War, Finalists, Battle It Out for the $1,000 prize. And you'll see there is a poll there. You need to click your choice for the winner of the $1,000. Go to the poll. And Alex Jones will announce the winner by the end of the show today.
So be sure to get to it quick.
Out there.
I see. I was, okay.
Got a little bit of time. Just go and pick your favorite. We really wanted you guys to choose it for us. Like I said, it was just such a hard choice. So please go show us who you guys think should win grand prize.
Okay, well, I got that wrong.
The winner will be announced today by the end of the Alex Jones show. So go to the website right now and choose your choice for the winner. Back to you, Alex.
Okay, sorry, guys. We don't script a lot of this. It's teleprompter free. So I was thinking they'd already chose it. I'd forgotten that They wanted me to choose it. So fun train wrecks here. Thanks, guys. I guess I will then choose. I thought they were choosing, and then I will announce it. So the announcement's coming up. We'll have them both back in studio here then with us coming up at the very end of the broadcast today.
Have you noticed that our planet has gotten more volatile? Right now, there's over 40 volcanoes erupting across the planet, and earthquakes continue to shake the globe with alarming regularity. The recent eruption in Costa Rica left a thick layer of dust and ash on vehicles and buildings 30 miles away in the capital city of San Jose. The blast from the volcano reached 10,000 feet high. Down in Indonesia, Mount Sinabung also erupted, with torrents of lava pouring out of the volcano that's been dormant for over 400 years. And another volcano in Iceland may also erupt, which could drastically affect Europe. But here in the U.S., over the past month, there's been 95 earthquakes around Mount St. Helens and 36 around Mount Rainier, indicating both could explode soon. Also, there's been more than 3,000 earthquakes of magnitude 1.5 or greater over the past month globally, including two major earthquakes that hit Ecuador in rapid succession. As journalist Michael Snyder points out, the seismic activity combined with our collapsing economy points to a perfect storm in which a confluence of factors will absolutely cripple society. For more news and reports, visit Infowars.com. This is Kit Daniels reporting.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax high performance shower filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax shower filter from ProPure today.
When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Into hour number two, I am your host, Alex Jones, and for the balance of the hour, Wayne Madsen, Infowars.com, investigative journalist. He also has his own award-winning website, WayneMadsenReport.com. He's also a best-selling author, formerly in anti-submarine warfare, then in security, actually internal security, not like security guard, but actually headed up a division looking for leaks and moles and spies in the NSA, in a senior position there, directing projects. And then now, the last 20-plus years, a major whistleblower, bigger than Snowden. It's just back then they didn't arrest whistleblowers. He's been to Congress, testified, and then became a journalist. That's what you do. Nowadays, you expose pedophilia in government, they arrest you. Or you expose drug dealing in government, they kill you. Or you expose Fast and Furious, like the Border Patrol agent, and they kill you. We've now had the investigators on. They killed Brian Terry to do that. So that's why this is so important. I was having Madsen on 18 years ago. And I was having James Bamford, former producer of Nightline, but also talking to whistleblowers on with his Body of Secrets and other books he wrote. So we've known what's going on for a long time. Now the FBI has come out and says, look, you know, we want national security. We don't want you to know what biometric database we have. Well, I can tell you because the corporations always admit it when they start doing it. More than 18, 19 years ago, when I was really getting informed on all this, they were having big consortium meetings in Chicago, New York, and other places. And I read the articles on air from trade publications that listeners would send me, engineers and people that were there. So it's not in the news, but it's in trade publications. And they said, you know, all the phones will have a chip in them to track their location. You'll be able to dial in and listen to it even when it's off. This was all by law in 96 that it be in place by 2000. And they said, tanning salons, grocery stores, libraries, we're going to have corporations push and subsidize thumbprints or handprints and driver's license facilities, and we're going to take all those databases and put them into a global database, not just an FBI database. Just like I first told folks 20 years ago, because a nurse gave me the documents from a military base in San Antonio, the U.S. Army runs a worldwide UN database of everybody's DNA and blood at birth. When they take the baby's blood and say, we're sending this off to the health department, they're not testing for a blood disease. I remember with my kids, I said, you're not going to do that. We got to sign a waiver form. And I, don't you want your kids blood tested? And I said, yeah, pull up the charge on the computer and you do that blood test here. And I went, you know, full well, that goes to the health department. You're mandated. And they said, yeah, you're right. Whatever. And I went further. I said, I'm not filling your forms out either. You're not taking the blood and you're not sending it to the Army. And people started suing in Austin and Minnesota, and they were in the news, you know, saying, yeah, Alex Jones talked about it, it's true. And they found out it was a big nationwide scandal. And I'm not bragging, oh, look, we broke that. The point is, this stuff's all hiding in plain view because people like Wayne Madsen and that Army nurse and others. And then they take your blood and they patent it. And then when you need a gene therapy, this is now happening 30 years later, CBS News headline, biotech patents your blood and DNA at birth, charges you in some cases hundreds of thousands of dollars for a genetic therapy because they say they own you because they got your blood at birth. Vampires in spirit, not in reality. We're going to get into all this today. I want to get into the jihad going on, the alliance with the elites and Islam. Is this a triple cross? I know Cheney wanted to clash at civilizations, stir up the Muslims, put the radicals in charge so we'd have an excuse to go in and murder them. I'm against that. I was against the wars. But now we're going into another phase where you bring 5 million into Europe. The numbers are much higher here in the U.S. than they say. Thousands in Austin admitted alone. Then I'm told it's hundreds, Texas total. What's behind the Pope saying we don't need Europe's Christian roots and he abhors it? Let me give you the exact quote. Then I'm going to my guess. Likens this to ISIS. Dreaded, I'm sorry, not abhors, dreaded the Christian roots of Europe. And it's colonialist overtones and likened, says ISIS went forth just as Christ told his disciples to go forth. ISIS goes forth and murders everyone. So now meeting with the Grand Imam as Islamic State says attack Europe, attack the U.S. I mean, what is going on here? But then the good news, what he's really an expert on pretty much everything. Wayne's a really smart guy. And I'm not kissing his butt, but a few guests we get on I know are so smart because I do a lot of research and know even more than I do in many cases. And I'm telling you, listen to this guy. Everybody's getting mad at Soros. Hungary's prime minister, deputy prime minister or leader in Poland. And this is left, conservative, nationalists. They're all going, stop it. And then Wayne Madsen has his latest report out, CIA document, Soros connected to terrorist bombing in the 80s. CIA links top Hillary donor George Soros to terrorist bombing. So it all interconnects with the literal leader of Spectre. See, Ian Fleming copies reality. It's not life imitating art. It's art imitating life. And joining us is Wayne Madsen. He'll be with us at the RNC. The DNC is going to blow up even bigger. Sanders is winning. They're trying to steal it from him. I want to send Madsen there. I may not go, but I want to send a good crew to the DNC as well. Wayne Madsen, that's kind of my 5-minute setup here of some of the pieces out there. I know you've always got all other stuff on the burner as well that you'll reveal here today. Irons in the fire you've got. But what do you want to cover first that I threw out there?
Well, I think the Soros story is interesting because once again, we've had another one of these very close elections, this one for the president of Austria. And I've always referred to these close elections as the Soros flip, because it doesn't matter whether it's a left-wing populist that's defeated or in the case of Austria, it was a right-wing populist who was defeated. In the case of the Argentine election, it was a global banker, globalist banker named Macri defeated the left-wing populist, a very close election. And here we have in Austria, the election was declared to the Green Party candidate, who was behind in the polls for the last several weeks significantly, and he comes ahead and defeats the Austria Freedom Party candidate, who was against the open borders, allowing all the migrants in.
So they stole it. I mean, the guy's way ahead in the polls. He loses. How are they going to get away with flooding him with Muslims? They're just going to start robbing the elections.
Yeah, and they stole it with postal ballots, and that's how it's done. All the regular votes are counted, and then they throw in the quote-unquote absentee ballots. And that's where the ballot boxes get stuffed. And these close elections, they should not really be that close, but they give it – Soros and his gangs of election engineers – want to make it look close to make it appear that it was a free and fair election, but it was always so close. The Soros guy always manages to pull it out. Whether that's Macri in Argentina or this guy Van de Bellen.
Sure, and that gets more political contributions to get dumped in as well to the political class. As long as it's a neck and neck situation.
Absolutely. So, and you know, when people say, "Well, what about the U.S. elections?" They were close in 2000 to 2004. People forget George Soros was one of the initial investors in George W. Bush's Arbusto Oil Company. And although he gave money to the Democrats, Soros does quite well.
Just like the Koch brothers used to be the main financiers of the Clintons.
Absolutely. So, you know, Soros has enough money, he can throw it around everywhere. But the net result is these elections are engineered for his people to get in. Now, in 1987, I have this CIA document that's saying, hey, how come there's these bombings going on in what was then Czechoslovakia? Well, Soros had already shorted the American dollar after Black Monday. That was the crash of Wall Street in October 87. Soros starts, he makes money on shorting the U.S. dollar. And he throws all the profits, a lot of them, into Eastern Europe, which is starting to open up at the end of the 80s. And he's supporting his favorite people in Eastern Europe. So we have in the CIA, in one case, there was a bombing of the Czechoslovak Communist Party headquarters in a Czechoslovak city. And they said, oh, look, it's possible that this money is coming from overseas, from abroad. And it was, because the only person pumping money into the Czechoslovak opposition in those days was George Soros and his friends with the National Endowment for Democracy, which is a CIA-linked operation. So I defer to the CIA. They knew where the money was coming from. Some of it was theirs. And some of it was Soros's. So,
who would you say really runs the CIA? I mean, I know it's a bunch of different factions and people, but man, it always seems to be right at the tip of the spear, just trying to screw over America, but every other country. It's like it's against nationalism. It's against independence. It's against families. It's like cancer.
Well, I'm glad you asked that, because I'm in the process of working on my forthcoming book, which is a glossary of all the CIA front companies, proprietaries, contractors, partners since its inception. And it's becoming quite clear to me that when you look at how many operations the CIA has run and how integrated they were with Wall Street.
It's really an attempt to take over the whole economy and have a shadow economy.
Yeah, I think the actual masters for the CIA, it's not the White House or the National Security Council. It's Wall Street. It's the Council on Foreign Relations.
That's right.
Their leadership is based in New York City more than it is in Washington, D.C.
And it was put in by the Royal Institute of International Affairs, not as a British satellite, but using the British Empire model of shadow governance.
Right. And you see how the CIA has infiltrated banks over the years and media companies and trade unions. It was all done via Wall Street operations. So the true masters of the CIA is, in fact, is Wall Street. And it's been that way since 1947. And you look at Alan Dulles and the people who created the CIA when they were with its predecessor, the OSS. They were all Wall Street people.
And they're crony capitalists consolidating the economy, as John D. Rockefeller said. Competition is a sin. You having your own life is a sin.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Suffering from illness or disease? Frequently in pain? Overstressed? Always tired? The solution is to oxygenate your cells because disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment. Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Investigative journalist Wayne Madsen joins us. His latest article, CIA document leaks and links George Soros to bombing in Europe. What is it this guy linked to? But before I go any further with him, I want to get into the election. I want to cover a lot of news. I want to take your calls, your questions for Wayne Madsen on geopolitics, on the Middle East, on Trump. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I want to give first-time callers in this hour a chance. Please be first-time callers. 800-259-9231. Wayne, in this short segment, let me ask you about this. I really want your insight on this. It seems very reckless of the establishment. The best numbers we've got is about 5 million refugees that they advertised, that the head of the UN program on refugees set up. I mean, he'd been the founder of the EU, Peter Sutherland, top globalist, moves down to be the head of the refugee program, advertises, sets up the conduit with Turkey, brings in all these mainly invaders that, as you know, came into Syria. You've been there. You've traveled there. Been to Libya. You get your hands dirty. You get down in the muck. And, I mean, a good percentage of them are jihadis, obviously waiting for their orders to attack. How does the establishment get away with they're the ones that brought them in and then they allow this to happen? And why would they want to destabilize things that bad? I mean, I get they're bringing in terrorists, but why would they do it so nakedly? Why are they doing it here? Why is Obama hiding the real number of refugees here? That's clear. What's the real end game? What's this alliance with Saudi Arabian Wahhabist Islam? Where do you think this goes?
The alliance with Wahhabism is really, at least.
Your Skype broke up, my friend. Start back over. You said the alliance with Wahhabi Islam. Please continue. This is important. Let's reconnect with Wayne Madsen. His Skype just shut down. We're going to reconnect with him right now. Again, this is paramount, folks, because they haven't brought 5 million people. And that's the best numbers we've got. It's about 5 million in the last 3 years. It was a couple hundred thousand the first year, over a million the next, over a million the next, and then upwards of 2 million. I mean, over the next 2 years or more, I mean, it's probably more than 5 million. And they would always say, we brought 100,000. And we go, true numbers this year in Germany, 1 million. It's like, whoa. Sweden say, we brought in 100,000, the same script. It turned out to be like, you know, 500,000. France would be like, oh, we brought in 100,000. It turned out to be over a million in a year. I mean, it is big. And, man, these folks are wound up. They feel like they run things. They're getting aggressive. And then they're blocking nationalist elections that would just control their borders. And the EU saying quarter million euro fines. If you don't take whoever they say, and they're not vetting them, they're letting them in with TB. I covered that last hour in the news, mainstream news. They have TB. They test them and then bring them in and put them on the street. I mean, this is like military sabotage of America. Wayne, your Skype broke up. Please continue, sir.
Yeah. Maybe that little NSA man in the middle operation going on there. But it's clear that the Wahhabist alliance has been a problematic one for the United States over the years. And these people are exporters of jihadism. Now, I've been to Iran, and the Shias are much more moderate and much more accepting of other Islamic sects and other religions than are the Wahhabists. There are people in Tehran who practice Christianity
and Judaism.
It's Zoroastrianism, and there's no problem. But you can't do that in Saudi Arabia. So I don't understand what Obama's deal is with people like the Saudi royal family and Sunni neo-Ottomanists like Erdogan of Turkey. It makes no sense unless when Obama as a young boy did pray to Mecca in the Sunni madrasa in Jakarta, which I stood in and saw where he faced Mecca with the other students. And maybe John Brennan, as CIA director, really did convert to Wahhabism. Maybe that explains why we have this policy, because nothing else makes sense. Supporting these jihadists in Syria with weapons and sending the CENTCOM commander over to Syria to talk to these characters, when in fact the Russians have been pleading with us to help them bomb the people. But they say, let's jointly do air attacks on them. And the U.S. says, oh, no, we can't do that. We'll be bombing our own people. We just had the head of one of these jihadist groups in Syria visit Washington, D.C.
Stay there, Wayne. Come back. You'll have the floor. This is important. Russia isn't perfect, folks, but it won't join the globalists in suiciding its people. I mean, that's what it comes down to. The globalists are suiciding civilization.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Baltimore officer Edward Nero, who was charged in the death of resident Freddie Gray, was found not guilty of all counts by Baltimore City Circuit Court Judge Barry Williams on Monday. Nero faced charges of second-degree assault, reckless endangerment, and two counts of misconduct in office. After Gray, a 25-year-old African-American, died on April 19, 2015 of a spinal cord injury he sustained while in police custody, Gray's death sparked mass looting, rioting, and arson that lasted over a week in Baltimore. And local officials fear the verdict could trigger more civil unrest. Nero is one of six officers charged in Gray's death and the second to be tried. Officer William Porter's trial ended in a hung jury and a mistrial in December. Nero waived his right to a trial by jury in favor of a bench trial, which began May 12th. Final arguments were heard Thursday. Four other officers, Officer Garrett Miller, Lieutenant Brian Rice, Sergeant Alicia White, and Officer Caesar Goodson Jr. have not been tried yet. It was the driver of the van that transported Gray from the spot where he was arrested to the police station where he was found critically injured. For more breaking news, visit InfoWars.com. This is Kit Daniels reporting.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying five, six, or even seven different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Rallying patriots.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Generals gathered in their masses.
Just like witches at black masses.
Just like witches at black masses.
You know it's a big ritual. They won't let any, and I mean any Christians, specifically the Christian groups have said we're not allowed to get out. In fact, almost none of them are Shiites. It's 99%. That's in the news again today. Sunnis. As the war machine keeps turning, death and hatred to mankind.
Death and hatred to mankind.
Poison in their brainwashed minds.
Poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
That's what's going on, as above, so below. I want to ask Wayne Madsen from his historical research. It seems like there really is something out to get Christians. I don't mean the big establishment mega churches and their fantasy land, government-run 501c3, but I mean all over the world, just nonviolent, all-over-the-world Christians groups just sitting there, and they just get exterminated no matter where they are. The UN, our government seems to side against them. The Pope is like the anti-Christian. There's a word for that. It's called anti-Christ. When you're anti-Christian, Christian Christ, anti-Christ. I say he's an anti-Christ spirit. I mean, even if you're an atheist, he is his bent is anti-Christian now. We're going to go there in just a moment with Wayne Madsen at WayneMadsenReport.com. Writes for Infowars.com. Proud to have him. Before I go any further, we sell nutraceuticals like DNA Force and X2 and our new vitamin mineral fusion amino acid powder that really is, from our research, the best high-quality, you know, organic, concentrated, fruit punch-flavored way to actually absorb a multivitamin mineral system. That's available at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com is the subsection. You should really try it. You should give it to your children. If you don't take X2, most people are iodine deficient. It's just not in the soil. It's not in the food anymore. It's tainted in the ocean. It's not pure. You can't absorb it as well. Just like there's vitamin B12 absorption problems. That's even in the New York Times now, that, you know, headline. Gut flora not allowing the absorption of vitamin B12 linked to massive IQ reduction, linked to Alzheimer's, linked to depression, linked to schizophrenia. Because of what's going on in our guts with all the pesticides and Roundup, it's not absorbing it. You've got to go methylcobalamin and things under the tongue. Or you got to do it liquid so there's more of an absorption to maximize your absorption. So our food's so dead. McDonald's hamburgers don't rot, folks, under a Petri dish, but other food does. Other hamburgers do. I mean, that's just an example of how dead the food is we've been eating for a while. Survival Shield X2 is such a game changer that we're offering 20% off until the end of the month or while supplies last. And it looks like more is not coming in to the middle of next month. And at current sales rates with this special, it'll probably sell out by the weekend. And I don't want to sell out. I'm going to keep some back at the regular price and hope that lasts, you know, into next month. But I want to introduce you to it. So at 20% off, it's an amazing deal at $23. And I'm talking a couple drops in water, a couple drops under the tongue. This is pure iodine. It's not garbage bound to a bunch of stuff so it doesn't, you know, taste like rocket fuel in your mouth. People are like, put iodine in your mouth? No, don't look at the stuff at the Walgreens and eat it, okay? Leave a hole in your stomach. This is the real, you know, high-quality, vetted stuff. Because halogen is powerful. This is the good halogen. This isn't a game. This is like, you know, in the same family, but the good one of fluoride. And then it blocks the fluoride, the other bad halogens. It goes into your glands. They get happy. They get full of it instead of sucking in the bad stuff that they will suck in if they can't get iodine. So it's made me lose so much weight. I've been so much healthier. Libido, energy, my skin. Remember a group 3 years ago when we had the prototype? He goes, watch, your skin's going to get healthier. You're going to tan better. You're going to be, and it was just like, whoa. Hair grows better, fingernails. It's just amazing. InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out for yourself. Experience it. Read the 5-star reviews. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. BrainForce is excellent as well. 10% off on anybody that signs up for AutoShip at InfoWarsStore.com. And you get free shipping on orders of $50 or more, so take advantage of that. And finally, we're going to send out on the InfoWars newsletter one more time the promo code today. If you haven't gone and signed up for the free newsletter, that we send you videos, exclusive articles. With all the censorship going on, we need email, because even if they do the internet kill switch during crises, we'll still be able to send emails out, our experts believe. So we need to have contact with you, obviously, to spread the word for marketing purposes, for, you know, fund the operation, everything. It's important, something I never really pushed. A lot of folks are signing up. 50% off on the Hillary for President t-shirt and the Come and Take It t-shirts. And at $9.95, you cannot beat that deal. It's basically a lost leader, but I just want to spread the word about Hillary for president, and it's so exciting. So we're doing that. 4-point star reviews. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the subsite. Also, when you're out there, go to WayneMadsenReport.com and read his books, read his ebooks. They're really, it's excellent material. And support our local AM&FM affiliates. Become sponsors. Support the sponsors. Send the station $100, spread the word, put a billboard up on the side of your barn. You know, if people with money or a little bit of means don't take action and get in the game and see yourself as a warrior for liberty, we're going to lose. But we're at a tipping point. There's huge global populism awakening. They call it racism. They call it hateful. They call it, you know, nationalism, evil. That's just pure bull. Or it's an attempt to skew it and actually turn it into that so that folks that aren't, quote, white or whatever, or from the West won't want free market. It's really a masterly branding job. I want to go to calls, but I want to give Wayne you know, the floor here for about 5, 6, 7 minutes. To get back into this jihad, this Wahhabi-funded situation, where you think it's going. You masterfully laid out the infiltration, their funding of our leaders, that they may be converting to it. They may have, look, this is 1.5 billion people. It's taken over Islam. It's the dominant form of Islam. Let's just double cross. If we want to be authoritarian. The globalists want that. Why not just go with Islam? Because there's kind of competing socialism, communism is authoritarian, kind of fascist models. But it seems like the left's one of the dominant groups of control, authoritarian left. Seems like it really, like there's a courtship process. It looks like they might have gotten married. They might be having babies. You know, they might be shacked up here. There might be wedding bells here. Maybe they already happened. Wayne Madsen.
Well, what's really troubling about this visit of this Mr. al-Nahas of the group Ahrar al-Sham in Syria. Now, they're allied with al-Qaeda, and he was just allowed into the United States. He visited Washington to have talks. I can remember when we banned Cat Stevens, who became a Muslim, from entering the United States. But I guess it's okay if you're a terrorist. You can come here now. But this Nahas and his group had just massacred 19 Alawites in Syria. And that's the same religious group that the Assad family are members of. And they're linked to Shia Islam, the governing religion of predominant religion in Iran. Why are we having al-Qaeda affiliate leaders visit Washington? At the same time, Obama says he's going to veto this bill in Congress to open up the 28 pages about Saudi support for the 9/11 attacks. It passed unanimously in the Senate, and Obama says he's going to veto it. Well, why? Because if you read that report, you're going to realize not only were there high-ranking Saudis involved in financing the 9/11 attack, but that some of these people have very strong ties to some of our top political leaders.
Let me just be clear to interrupt for just a moment. Pope Francis met with the top Sunni imam in the world, they're saying. That is Muslim Brotherhood head guy. Absolutely, it's, you know, confirmed that these people overthrew the Egyptian government, you name it. And the Pope is meeting with him. I mean, headline could be Pope meets with the head of al-Qaeda. I mean, is that a fair statement?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you look at Egypt and it gets back to Soros, of course. Soros helped to fund the Arab Spring that brought down the Mubarak government. And then we got the Muslim Brotherhood. And now there's a general in charge. When Obama said he was going to make this outreach to the Islamic world, he actually should have been truthful and said, I'm going to destabilize the Islamic world. And that's exactly what he and Hillary Clinton.
And then allow the total radicals to take control. Well, look, Hitler allied with the Sunnis. The last time it happened before that, Napoleon did it in his last round, claimed he converted. So there's really a precedent for this, isn't there, in history, Wayne?
Yeah, absolutely. And, I think the idea, too, is that not only a clash of civilizations is brought on, but what they're doing is actually it's a strategy of tensions. And what's happening in Europe now is just keeping the strategy of tensions going. With the, you know, I mean, you can't walk down the street. I apparently the Sharia law is now being imposed in certain parts of Germany, including areas close to the Ramstein U.S. Air Base.
So this is actually happening. So let me just stop here. This is, you're a guy I really trust. A lot of other experts are saying this. You've never been some Islamophobe. You were against all these wars. You said it was to destabilize it. Now we see the double cross, though. It looks like they're actually going to wed Christendom with it under, you know, politically correct control with Islam, and it looks like make that the new dominant overwrite of Europe. And basically merge those two and take over the planet together? Or will there be another double cross against Islam after this? What's your gut tell you?
Well, I mean, looking back at, you know, this book I'm writing about the CIA, the CIA's been involved in creating crazy religions and hybrids for years. The People's Temple in Jonestown was a CIA operation.
The Moonies.
Scientology, the Moonies. They were all CIA functions create, basically it's mind control operations. As MK Ultra never left us, it still is with us. It's gotten more nuanced. It's gotten more high tech, if you will. And so any kind of you know, this ecumenicalism is fine. The Pope to be meeting Muslim leaders and
but it's not about merging them and getting rid of our religion.
Yeah. Hybrid religions. You mentioned the mega churches. That's another scam.
Those are admittedly CIA run.
Absolutely. Many of them, are very close to the CIA.
Because believe me, I know.
Big bucks, the family, the fellowship that Hillary's a member of.
Hey, man, I'm going to do a report on this down the road. I've had one of the mega churches make a run at me. I mean, these people are hardcore. They're on power trips too, man. They think because they got little CIA badges and stuff, they can do whatever they want.
I mean, you got one down in Houston that's run by Joel Osteen. I mean, that guy's so, his flock is so involved with the, elites of, Houston. It's not funny. But the family, the fellowship is all about Christian capitalism. You know, make Jesus happy by making $1 billion. And by the way, give 10% of that to the church.
By the way, be positive and God will give you everything you want. It's voodoo. They're teaching magic.
Yeah. Yeah. And, again, this is a problem, but, the CIA has been involved in this type of activities almost since its inception. Some churches got wise to the fact that they were getting money from, these sources and bolted. But you look at the early days, the CIA tried to pump money into the Quakers, for example, because they had contacts overseas and they were involved in
of course, they're always, I mean, governments are always trying to take over religion, and we've got pretty much state-run religion to a great extent. That's why they push all this garbage in these liberal conservative churches. It doesn't matter, the Catholic Church. Let me ask you, what do you think Pope Francis's real deal is? Because, I mean, I think it's fair to say the guy's converting to Islam when he has the top Sunni imam, who's the religious leader that Al-Qaeda bows to. I mean, the guy's even wearing the Santa Claus hat the whole nine yards, you know, like the guy at the First World Trade Center, I mean, the blind sheik. These guys are out of control. And the Pope is bad-mouthing Christianity, meeting with them. Is it fair to say the Pope is converting to Islam or trying to marry it?
Well, he is the first Jesuit Pope, and I know people, when you hear the word Jesuit, it's like saying Niagara Falls. They go nuts, you know? Anyway, he's obviously very much involved in this internationalism, and I think there's a problem with him saying, yeah, let's welcome all these migrants into Europe. Does he not understand there is a price to be paid for this culturally? Women can't walk down the streets in many European cities and even small towns now without fear of being raped by these animals that came in from Syria and Afghanistan and elsewhere. Where's the Pope on that issue? He's very silent. Of course, he says if a Western woman is raped by one of these Muslim guys, then, of course, she can't have an abortion, you know. So, I mean, he's just a total hypocrite.
And he's behind 200-foot walls. I've been there. They've got their smallest walls are like 38 feet. They've got 200-foot walls, the biggest walls I've ever seen.
Yeah, and also the Vatican has one of the most effective intelligence services in the world. Maybe he should start reading Vatican intelligence reports on what's going on in some of his own.
Well, the wall was built when Rome got invaded and taken over, and then all that stood was Vatican City. The wall was built to keep radical Muslims out.
Right.
Muslims invading.
Every priest in Europe is potentially feeding intelligence into the Vatican intelligence service. And I'm sure there's reports coming from the same cities and towns in Germany and Italy and Spain and France and elsewhere where what the net effect of this mass invasion of these migrants, the problems that it's causing. He should read or at least ask his own intelligence service what's going on in his own backyard in Europe before, making these comments about, yeah, we can take in more. By the way, there is no sunlight between him and George Soros on this. Soros says, Europe should take a couple more million. They can handle it.
They're all the same sheet of music. It's total unification of tyranny. I want to start going to some phone calls right now. Wayne Madsen is our guest. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com. If you just tuned in, we've got a lot of callers here. Carlos, Jeff, Bobby, Marshall, many others we're going to be talking to here in this segment and the next. With Wayne Madsen. Let's go to Carlos in California. Carlos, you're on the air with Wayne Madsen. Go ahead.
Good morning, Alex. And Wayne, there's been a secret alliance between the Wahhabis the Muslim Brotherhood and the Western intelligence sources. As a matter of fact, Wahhabi, who founded the Wahhabiist religion, was mentored by British intelligence going back 200 years. And the Muslim Brotherhood, of course, when it was set up by the Saudi royal family, had secret connections with the British intelligence also. The madrasas where they thought Sharia law were being financed by the Western.
Absolutely. They were financed to control all of Islam as it was right there at Mecca. And if British intelligence could take over that, they could take over the Middle East. And you got to hand it to them. The British were already taking over the Middle East 100 years before oil was found there. I want to go back to you, Carlos, but boy, Carlos knows his stuff, Wayne.
Yes, and it's a fact, too, that the British Foreign Office colonel named T.E. Lawrence basically handed Arabia to the House of Saud. T.E. Lawrence, otherwise known as Lawrence of Arabia, was a pedophile, and he liked the fact that the Sauds believed in the tenet, women are for making babies and boys are for sex. Otherwise, if he wasn't a pederast, as we know he was, that Arabia today would be under the control of the Hashemites, not the Sauds, the same royal family that rules Jordan today. And they are very, very moderate people, very moderate Sunnis. But no, that's the British absolutely. And the Muslim Brotherhood was backed as a counterweight to communist influence in Egypt, especially after Abdel Nasser took over power and threw out King Farouk.
Carlos?
Yes.
Go ahead and
finish. All these different radical fundamentalist religions are deliberately set up by the Western bankers and intelligence networks to, of course, use the Hegelian dialectic and pit one group against the other in constant warfare. And what you see, and they plan so far ahead, the Muslim Brotherhood, like you said, was being used against communism, but they also were planning, of course, what they were going to do 40, 50 years later, use it as a terrorist organization so we could have a nice wars in the Middle East. Look at all the wars we have in the Middle East. I mean, it works.
Carlos, that's a great point. Carlos, tell us what you think. I'm going to ask Wayne. I totally agree with you. It's historic. It's fact. It's veritas. What's the next shoe to drop? What comes after this? What's the master plan? Where's this lead us?
Well, I think that the reason why the neoconservatives are siding with Hillary and dumping Trump is because she's going to be much more aggressive in expanding the wars in the Middle East than Trump will. So they're putting their weight behind Hillary. And I think their final agenda is within the next 4 to 5 years, get us into a war with Russia, which will probably be the beginning of a third world war. And it's probably going to be to expand, of course, the wars in the Middle East, more profits and all this. But they want the ultimate chaos, a third world war, which will then lead to their long-awaited Messiah, who's going to come and sit in Jerusalem, which we call the Antichrist. I truly believe that that's probably part of their agenda. But
I agree with you. What's crazy is even if you're an atheist, the elite believe in a one-world government and a world leader and a one-world religion. It's like they're fulfilling it all. Like it's either it was predictive programming or it's real or they took it as a blueprint. Regardless, it's manifesting, kind of like Jules Verne 150 years ago wrote about going to the moon, and now we've done it. You know, it's just, you know, our spacecraft. It's like we envision it. It happens. It's amazing. Great points, Carlos. Please call in more. It's always great to hear such an informed person. I want to go to Jeff and Marshall and Bobby and Tom. But briefly, let me ask you this question, Wayne. What do you really think about Trump? Because, I mean, I guess he's got to meet with some of the top analysts, and then after he meets with Haas and stuff, they badmouth him, meets with Kissinger. I like his rhetoric. I know they're really scared of him. I know he says he doesn't want to have a bunch of wars, but Bush said he didn't want to be the world's cop, you know, in 1999, 2000. So, I like Trump, but I'm still, you know, trusting but verifying. What does your gut tell you about Trump and your research? Who does he really represent, or is it really just himself?
Well, I was troubled as much as a lot of people by his meeting with Kissinger. Kissinger's a war criminal. He should be he's been indicted, or there's bench warrants out for him, in countless countries around the world. And, you know, I don't know what Trump was thinking. He doesn't need Kissinger's vote. That's one vote on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. What does he need his vote for? But he lost probably thousands, maybe tens of thousands of votes by meeting with Henry Kissinger. Because Henry Kissinger is a cancer.
He's a top globalist minion. But we know, though, not saying he should have done it, but by meeting with him, that might make the gangsters back off a little bit. Insulting him and not meeting with him, they might kill Trump. I mean, I think Trump's balancing it. I'm not endorsing what he did, but I'm hoping that's why he's doing it.
Well, I hope it's keep your enemies keep your friends close and your enemies closer exactly. In this case.
But it is a troubling sign. It is very troubling.
And the fact that he's been offered $100 million by Sheldon Adelson, the casino guy in Vegas, that's troubling as well. And I saw recently that the Miss South Carolina, Lindsey Graham, has urged the Republican Party to support him. Now, there's no bigger neocons than Lindsey Graham and John McCain, and they all
see. I agree with you, but they also see a bandwagon, and they know it's going to be hard to stop.
That's true.
They want to jump on, like with Reagan, to be close to, sabotage.
In McCain's case, I can see why. He's facing a very uphill battle for the primary in Arizona. They may dump him. As the Republican.
Absolutely, I hope so. Let's go to another call. We know if he wins, it's been fraud. They always cheat in Arizona, but he can't be the landslide, as you said. Marshall, in Delaware, you're on the air with Wayne Manson. Go ahead.
How you doing, Solis?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
Hey, I heard Joe on your show Friday, and I'm so glad that he's going to be coming up here to Philadelphia about a half hour from my house for the DNC. And I think Joe's on to something where he says he's getting reports about there maybe thousands of refugees in the Philadelphia area in the northern neighborhoods. Just with the amount of violence going on in the schools lately that seems to come out of nowhere, and also the cop slaying, which was taken over by the FBI, that tells
me... Sure, the guy ran up and said, "Allah Akbar," and shot the cop. Oh, they're definitely... Let me ask Wayne this question. That's a great point, Marshall. I'll come back to you. It was in the news that my alma mater has 232 in the last year refugees from Syria and Iraq, and they're all basically Wahhabist. Then we call around to other high schools. They've all got hundreds. Elementaries have hundreds. It's thousands and thousands of kids in Austin alone. Then in the news, they go, Texas has had 400 and something refugees the last year. But Homeland Security won't tell the governor the real number. I mean, clearly they're covering up the real numbers.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how they're getting in, but it's a federal operation. The federal government can withhold information. Where does it make sense for a lot of these people to go? It would be Detroit and Dearborn. I'd be interested to see what the true numbers are there, because there already is a sizable Muslim population there, but there's a sizable number of Shias up there too. And as I mentioned earlier, the Shias, have no time for the Sunnis. They look at the Sunnis, especially the Wahhabis, the Wahhabist Sunnis. And the Shias do not get along. The Shias are much more open and accepting of other religions, whereas the Wahhabists aren't. But even if they're Sunnis but not Wahhabists, they're subject to this overseas Saudi-funded madrasa indoctrination, mosque indoctrination. It'd be interesting to see how much Saudi money goes to some of these Islamic schools in this country and mosques in this country.
We know they're offering to build them all over Europe and here. It's just crazy. Getting back to Marshall, are you saying you think there might be terror attacks at the DNC? What are you saying, Marshall?
I definitely think there will be attacks. The tri-state area here, Delaware, Jersey, Pennsylvania. If you look on the UN's own website, that Camden, New Jersey is a resettlement location. That's one of the most...
Sure, well, ISIS says they plan to hit the U.S. and Europe, and I don't know how the politicians that brought all these people in are going to get away with it, but they already are. We'll be back in 70 seconds with Wayne Madsen. More of your calls. Thank you, Marshall.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, everyone. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs here, host of The Bright Side. And as many of you know, I'm on a mission to help Americans get and stay healthy. You've all heard the shocking statistics. Despite spending trillions of dollars in healthcare, nearly $10,000 per man, woman, and child in this country, obesity, diabetes, cancer, heart disease, and autoimmune illnesses are rampant. One out of three or four people is dealing with some kind of health challenge, and everyone knows at least one person with a degenerative disease. If you are dealing with a health challenge, or if you're healthy and want to maintain your vigor and longevity, and you're looking for a convenient, easy way to incorporate nutritional raw materials into your day-to-day lives to guarantee that your body is getting the fundamental nutrients, the 90 essential vitamins, minerals, fats, and amino acids it needs to do its healing work, you need to check out InfoWarsTeam.com. Give your body the gift of good nutrition. Head over to InfoWarsTeam.com. Your body will be very grateful.
On the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
The poets tell how Pancho fell.
The poets tell how Pancho fell.
I get really sad now that Merle Haggard's dead. That voice is soothing right there.
Cleveland.
I used to, when my first daughter had stomach aches sometimes, had a little bit of colic, I'd put Merle Haggard on and she'd go to sleep.
Save a few for lefty too. He only did what he had to do.
And now he's grown old.
And now he's grown old.
All right, I want to see if Lane can stay like 10 minutes in the next segment, because I want to get into other stuff, what he's researching, what he's hot on the trail of, not just my questions and your questions, but we'll get a few more of the calls in too. Wayne Madsen and WayneMadsenReport.com. Alex, then Bobby and Tom, we should be able to, you know, to get to all of you in the time I have left. I'm covering a bunch of other news we haven't gotten to yet, and some video clips and special reports. And I have Leanne in studio too about the winner of this Instagram contest. Alex in New York, thanks for calling. You're on the air with Wayne Madsen.
Hello. Hey, guys. So my question is a little bit different on than what you guys were talking about. My mother is part of this political movement, and they're trying to overthrow the current Armenian government. And I remember you had a guest who talked about how the same forces that overthrew the Ukrainian government were trying to do to the other Russian-friendly post-Soviet federation. I met with the leader of the movement. I kept quiet, and the guy is anti-male, very globalist, and I played nice. So, you know, I'm just trying to find out more. I was wondering if Wayne knew more about it.
Yeah, I mean, Poland says Soros is trying to overthrow them right now. These people are out of control. Wayne?
Yeah, see, Armenia is definitely a target for the as a target of a themed revolution. We know that Soros bankrolls these along with USAID and the National Endowment for Democracy. The current government of Armenia is very friendly to Russia. And what the U.S. is trying to do is march NATO all the way to where the North Atlantic Treaty Organization will become the North Pacific Treaty Organization. They want to march NATO all the way east into Siberia. And, of course, there's some countries in the way that are posing a problem. Macedonia was one. They staged an attempt to overthrow the democratically elected government there. They're doing it in Armenia, which has a democratically elected government. They did it successfully in Moldova. And this is what's going on. And Hungary and Poland have said that Soros is involved in operations there to destabilize their government.
And Wayne, here's another key tidbit. Macedonia, yeah, like Turkey, is a key border where all these Muslims are coming across and getting through. So Soros and NATO are blowing open the gates to Europe, yes, invading Europe, the opposite of what NATO is supposedly for.
That's right. The destabilization of Macedonia basically helped open up the Greek-Macedonian border to this influx of refugees. Now, Greece let them in because Greece has this so-called leftist government, Syriza. Alex Tsipras is the prime minister. He said, oh, I'm opposed to the EU. I'm opposed to that. No, he was a Trojan horse for Soros. He just forced the Greek population to undergo more austerity measures.
And, yeah, their taxes are going up record level, designed to bankrupt them.
Cutting services, cutting pensions. So here was a case where there was a Soros Trojan horse introduced as the savior in Greece. The previous governments were Soros influenced. And so this is how Soros operates. He operates on both sides. In Latin America, he supports the fascists that have just taken over Brazil, for example, which is now going to undergo drastic cuts in social services. And Argentina, both these countries will be pauper nations soon.
Boy, I tell you, thank you, Alex, for that great question. We're going to talk to Travis, Bobby, Tom, and a few others. I'm going to ask Wayne first, though, what other big stories he's working on that we'll see at InfoWars.com in the days and weeks to come. Also at WayneMadsenReport.com. Again, they want to censor our websites in this show. It's so important you spread the word. This is a war. This is an info war, and you're on the front lines.
Have you noticed that our planet has gotten more volatile? Right now, there's over 40 volcanoes erupting across the planet, and earthquakes continue to shake the globe with alarming regularity. The recent eruption in Costa Rica left a thick layer of dust and ash on vehicles and buildings 30 miles away in the capital city of San Jose. The blast from the volcano reached 10,000 feet high. Down in Indonesia, Mount Sinabung also erupted, with torrents of lava pouring out of the volcano that's been dormant for over 400 years. And another volcano in Iceland may also erupt, which could drastically affect Europe. But here in the U.S., over the past month, there's been 95 earthquakes around Mount St. Helens and 36 around Mount Rainier, indicating both could explode soon. Also, there's been more than 3,000 earthquakes of magnitude 1.5 or greater over the past month globally, including two major earthquakes that hit Ecuador in rapid succession. As journalist Michael Snyder points out, the seismic activity combined with our collapsing economy points to a perfect storm in which a confluence of factors will absolutely cripple society. For more news and reports, visit InfoWars.com. This is Kit Daniels reporting.
Alex Jones here with an emergency breaking news alert. Now is the time to get prepared. We have never seen the elite escalating their own preparedness process like we're seeing right now. This is a key indicator that the global crises that is being orchestrated by the New World Order to bring in planetary government is being kicked into a new phase. We hope we have more time to wake people up and get ready, but we're preparing for the worst right now. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. In the month of May, we are urging our listeners and viewers to get prepared. And the most important item is Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. That's why we're offering 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com until the month ends. The globalists do not want us to be self-sufficient. It is key that we be prepared and able to take care of ourselves. One of those incredibly important items is Nascent Iodine. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and get 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Take action today.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new groundbreaking gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Why all this is happening. A lot of it is the complexity of the world today. It allows corruption, manipulation, conspiracy to hide. But more and more, it's the unaccountability of multinational corporations that are monopolistic. Their main ideology is eugenics, control of populations. And they are socially engineering the public to be very servile, very stupid, very poor. Because these are very ruthless, greedy, hateful people, the opposite of altruistic. But they have this whole global fake synthetic liberal claim that they have the moral high ground and you've got to adopt their language and their systems. And then they will finance two or three different sides of a conflict, as Wayne Madsen was just exposing, an investigative journalist, formerly of the National Security Agency. And they write books on it. Countless, Bezygna, Brzezinski, Curl, Quigley, many others, they write books explaining it that in some cases are 1,000 pages or more long that are for the State Department and for the CIA. They think you're so dumb, they even allow it out in public. Because they're like, the public's not going to read this book, How We Control Them. You think Wayne and I just figured all this out? I mean, we've read their books, we've then studied it, we've been inside of it and out of it. In his case, I sit here and watch it. I mean, it's so clear. And the biggest con game is it's destabilizing the world. It's making things fall apart because that's how they get control. To the point they're having to build armored keeps and armored fortresses, redoubts, hideaways, with airfields, you know, 100 miles from anywhere. This is in the news. We told you about it first because we have the sources. Because I think everything may melt down. Wow, great job. Great job. I mean, as if these elites can screw everyone over and not have it come back on their kids. And I always read about these elites. Summoner Redstone, worth tens of billions of dollars. Total gangster. He's, you know, for months can't even talk. He's 92 years old. The underlings under him are reportedly taking over CBS, Viacom, biggest media company in the world. His daughter's in there. And, you know, Soros is almost there, too. It's like, you guys ought to be like LBJ, at least before he died, repented. And I know people that in his family that knew him. I mean, he was breaking down, crying, scared of God at the end, and just he didn't want to people's. I'm not going to get into it, but obviously a lot of the Johnsons live here, and their cousins and people and prominent business folks. And he would come into their businesses and just absolutely break down crying. He didn't run again. He had all the power, everything. He just finally woke up and said, "What have I done?" Not these people like Redstone and folks. I'm telling you, man, they need to repent. They need to stop what they're doing. Just because they can pull this wickedness off and confuse people doesn't mean that it's okay. But separate from them waking up, I want to ask Wayne about this and take a few more calls. We have to wake up, those of us that are smart enough to understand this, and really rally and organize and not just hate the dumbed down public. And I know they're like piranhas and dangerous lemmings or a stampede of cows. I get it. But a lot of folks go, well, isn't it lucky for us? The public's so dumb. And I'm like, no, it's not lucky for us. It's dangerous. And I'm not going to just get off on it and go, I know how it works. Other people don't. I'm all sardonic. It's because I got common sense, folks. I have empathy, which is a good instinct. I see a dog run over by a car flopping around. You know, I feel for it. Well, I see it happening to humans. I feel more because I have empathy. And they've taught us in this modern world not having empathy is good in general, but have it only when the media says flip a switch on and then you can have empathy for whatever little special thing they're doing. We need to start having our own emotions and our own concerns that come from us and come from our ancestors and come from our instincts and come from God and common sense. Wayne, I didn't mean to go off the deep end here. I want to go to some calls and let you get into other big topics you're working on, but how do we stop these people? I'm going to ask you that question. I mean, do you agree with what I said about them, or what do you add? I mean, I just really don't like to see where the world's going. It's obviously going into total macabre, where just like ISIS, the extremists just battle with each other to be more and more extreme until we end up with the, you know, doomsday, you know, the character from Superman or something, just pure evil.
Yeah, I wonder how many of these upper echelon people even have a conscience. You know, you see the decisions. Yeah, I also have read and heard about LBJ toward the end, and you know he grew a ponytail, and he became basically one of the hippies he used to rail against when he was president, and they were outside protesting the war. So but you know, I don't think a lot of these people really think too much about the harm they've done. You know, people like Soros and Kissinger. I mean, Soros gives money to all these causes around the world that don't seem to do any good. They seem to cause more problems. So I don't know what kind of great benefactor he is. And he's thrown billions around the planet. I mean, he bought Human Rights Watch basically for $100 million. And he's invested heavily in Amnesty International. Neither one of those two organizations are the same organizations that I worked with back in the 90s. They become promoters of disruption, promoters of color and themed revolutions on behalf of the United States and the neocons. And so there, I don't even pay any attention to Human Rights Watch or Amnesty International anymore because they're bought and paid for.
Well, if somebody could send me the clip, I'd be very thankful. I've seen it many times on the internet. I've played it probably 50 times. And then suddenly, about 6 years ago, I went back to find the 1999 or 1998 60 Minutes interview with George Soros with whoever the blonde lady was on there. Stahl, I think's her name. And
Stahl.
Yeah, yeah. And just like folks, you didn't believe me, you can go look up on two different channels, NBC and CNN, Madeleine Albright got to ask, 100,000 kids have died under your sanctions alone. Is that a good price to pay? She says, yeah, it's a good price to pay. I mean, she really said that. That clip's still on the internet. We can find that and play it. But the clip on Soros, I have had my whole crew look for days in the aggregate. I mean, they've spent days looking for it overall. And back then we found it and didn't know how important it was. It got erased off some hard drive, but they would hit us with copyright. We'd put it up even 20 seconds. But she goes, do you feel bad about helping the Nazis round up your fellow Jews? And he goes, no, I don't feel bad at all. I did what I needed to survive. And it's like, oh, I ate my kids to survive or I whatever. People go, well, they would have killed him. What? What? I mean, it's like, it's okay. That George Soros did. And now it's okay. He does this. It's like, it's crazy.
Yeah. And a lot of people aren't aware of his father. His father, Tevadar Soros, was the promoter of Esperanto, this international language that was supposed to replace all of our other languages. Everybody would be able to communicate with one another. You talk about a globalist project. Fortunately, one that seems to have failed. And I don't think they'll run with that anymore because basically the internet has taken over from that Esperanto project. I mean,
expand. That's key. These people have an instinct to dominate and control. They never get it fully in control because their own people are backstabbers. They will not get their new order project. People know about it now. It's going down. Do you agree with that, Wayne?
Right. And, Esperanto was this, obviously, this idea to have everyone speak the same language. It'd be easier to control everyone if you spoke a common language. But we don't need that now. Now they're trying to impose this on the internet because you don't need to know one language. You got these automatic translation systems that do that for you, basically.
But they manipulate it.
Yeah, they can manipulate it.
And the emojis.
Absolutely. So, you got to be constantly vigilant against these people with this kind of money. And I only mentioned Soros. He's a good case in point, but there are other. Look, the Koch brothers are no better with what they do and throwing their money around. I mean, they're talking about backing. Well, at least one of them's talking about backing Hillary Clinton against Trump because they.
Yeah,
don't
that's
like
what the caller. I mean, the money's against him. The establishment's against him. These established people want to meet with Trump to try to compromise him. And so, I'm sure he knows that, but if I see him start moving towards their positions, then I'm going to have an issue. I don't care if he meets with them. He says he'll meet with Kim Jong-un. He says he'll meet with anybody. Yeah. So I think he's kind of clear on that. And I think because he's already said he'll meet with the Iranian leader or meet with whoever, I think that I actually get his point, but we'll see.
Well, I think it's a sign of leadership to be willing to meet with anybody that, you need to meet with. So I take a wait and see approach as well on it. But Kissinger, I mean, there should be no reason why that guy should even still be alive, let alone still. I mean, there's pictures of him hugging Hillary Clinton. She loves the guy. I mean, what does she love about him? The fact that he caused these coups, he's responsible for millions of deaths around the world. Maybe that's why she loves him. But she has great respect for that man. I wonder if she has the similar respect for people like Pol Pot and Adolf Hitler.
Oh, they love it.
Joe Stalin.
Let's go ahead and take a quick call here. I'm going to do one more segment and let you go, but I want to get to other topics you're covering. Travis in Tennessee, you're on the air. Your question for Wayne.
Hey, Alex and Wayne. Thank you guys for what you do. I pray for you guys.
Thank you.
I wanted to say one thing about the mega churches and then something about TSA. Is with the mega churches, Alex, you call it Spidey sense. I call it the Holy Spirit. I've looked these guys in the eye, shaking their hands, some of these leaders of these mega churches, and it's like a quickening almost, like they sense that I sense their evil. And you can tell they get very uncomfortable. I even had my wife like witness it. I was like, watch, I'll shake his hand, watch how he reacts, and I can just see right.
Yeah, because it's a special office when you're claiming you're a man of God and love people and you're actually an operative. It's just, they're so obvious. I mean, look at Glenn Beck. He is the biggest flaming Benedict Arnold I've ever seen. I'm skipping this network break. This is too important. Wayne, imagine your comments on that.
No, I agree. I mean, you look at John Hagee, for example. He's down in Texas. He's raking in a lot of money, a lot of it from overseas, I might add.
I actually heard him and played it on air. He actually wrote in a book, he goes, Jesus was not the Messiah, but a rebel Jew who was dealt with wisely. That's an exact quote.
Right. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, the only thing that separates John Hagee from a guy like Rush Limbaugh is the fact that one has some license to as an ordained minister, whereas Limbaugh doesn't. But, I mean, there's really no difference between these two guys.
Well, I mean, the Pope may come out and say Christ was not the Messiah, but a Jewish rebel who was dealt with wisely. That's an exact quote, by the way.
I mean, yeah, there's no explanation for people like that. And Glenn, you know, Glenn Beck, he's obviously, he doesn't like Trump because, you know, his last candidate, Romney, I mean, Glenn
Beck. I was about to say, when you got enemies like Hillary Clinton and Glenn Beck, I got to be for you. I mean,
yeah. I mean, well, the reason he still can't get over Mitt Romney's loss being a good Mormon, you know, Romney backed Ted Cruz and that didn't go anywhere. And Romney originally backed Jeb Bush. That didn't go anywhere. So,
hey, who do you think the Mormon hierarchy is allied with? Because the average Mormon I run is really smart, knows what's going on, hardworking folks, whatever. But it seems like the leadership of the Mormons, all these different liberal senators and people in Orrin Hatch, it seems like they're, I mean, what's going on there from your research?
Well, it's a lead, it's another mega church. Let's face it. I mean, the leadership, you know, a fish rots from the head. So you look at the top echelon of these mega churches, and that's what you get. Look at L. Ron Hubbard, the guy who started Scientology. Look at this David Miscavige guy that took it over. These guys are all con men. I mean, they're all out to make money. And, you know, as long as there's fools like Tom Cruise and John Travolta around to give these guys money, you know, they're gonna be.
How's that work? I mean, I've seen some connections to that. The government wants to use cutout groups to test things so they can burn them later if the operation goes bad. But it does seem that the power structures turn more against Scientology. Is that because they got too big for their britches, or?
Oh, it was a case. I mean, the IRS was going after their status, but then they reached an accommodation, and ever since then, they're treated as a religion. And how did they go? How did they combat the IRS? They started sending infiltrators into the IRS. This is how they operated. They basically took over the town of Clearwater, Florida.
Oh, yeah, infiltrators. Those are a lot of fun.
Where they now have 67 buildings in the downtown area, and they're calling the shots. People try to stand up to them. But that's a great test case, isn't it, for the CIA and how you take over a medium-sized urban area by a group that comes in and just sets up an operation and expands it to basically take over the entire city. And that's what they did with Clearwater. And
why do you think Germany banned them? Because it's got its own thing going.
Yeah, the French and the Germans considered this cult or mega church, whatever you want to call it, to be very Nazi-like, and they banned them for a long time. But now the State Department says any country that goes after them is guilty of religious violations.
Yeah. Well, let me expand on that. I mean, without even just seeing, because I don't get into these infights with religious groups and megachurches, say megachurches. I'm telling you, a lot of the big megachurches in Texas and Austin, I've been to them and investigated it. But I mean, they are cults, man. And they are doing stuff, but they think, oh, it's a big Baptist church or it's a big evangelical, and they have no idea. I mean, of course, evangelicals, I thought, are good people. I mean, I grew up like that, Baptist evangelical, but this is weird, man. These places are creepy.
Absolutely. And one of the things they try to do is the family, the fellowship, they try to take over existing churches and put their people in. First, they put them in on the church councils and get them in as elders. And
The First Methodist here in town literally is a Bill and Melinda Gates, George Soros advertisement bureau. It actually says that.
Right. And so that's what happens. Look, some of these mega churches, they're like businesses. They don't want their flock to go to Starbucks, so they open up their own coffee shops inside the churches. They'd rather have the people buying their coffee there. They've got They got their own daycare centers for you know, they're earning a profit.
So they're like little compact cities, and then you just go to them and think you're saved from the rest of the collapsing world. They tell you, just don't worry about the evil. Jesus is coming. You know, yeah. He's going to teleport you up there, and Scotty's going to be up there, or whoever. Who's the guy that energizes in a little you know, beam you up? Up there to the Enterprise. Right. I mean, who's the guy that runs the Energizer thing? Scotty runs the engines. Who runs the transporters?
I think there was always different characters that ran the transporters.
Well, exactly. But they're up there with St. Michael, and they just beam you up, and everything's fine. I want to take a few final calls to you, but Wayne, what else are you working on right now?
Well, there's an interesting story coming out of Washington, one that I reported many years ago. The retired former Assistant Inspector General for the Department of Defense, a guy named John Crane, has come out and said that whistleblowers that came to him were punished because they brought issues of fraud, waste, and abuse to his office, and that the NSA was one of the worst in punishing its whistleblowers. So what this says is that Ed Snowden, we had Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama both say, well, there were other avenues for Snowden to bring this to our attention. He said he tried, but now we got the assistant IG at the Department of Defense saying, look, we punished whistleblowers. I had these same whistleblowers come to me and say, they said, we tried the IG, and our names were being turned into our bosses. We were being retaliated against. I know one went
sure, to but the quantify IG. That for folks that don't know. They say, oh, you're a spy because you went public. Well, if you went to the government and they start persecuting you and then won't even investigate, you've got to go public.
Right, right. And so this happened in many, many cases. I know several people went to the IG, and they were basically turned in, like the Stasi. So
in your day at the NSA, when you were there looking for leaks, that was your job. What would have happened if this kind of stuff was going on? I guess it had been heard by Congress. It would have come out, or?
Yeah, I mean, back when I was there, there was a procedure. If somebody brought something to the IG or the general counsel's office, it would get passed on up the chain. There was no retaliation. But one of the things that Obama has done, not only has he invoked the Espionage Act more than any other president combined, but he's prosecuted people who were whistleblowers. He's fired people. Tom Drake was another guy at NSA.
Sure. Do you think all these people that are going along with this and admitting they just follow orders to lie, do they understand how dangerous this is for their own future in the country? I mean, it's just so weird that we used to have morals, at least to some extent. Now there's like, there's no bottom. There's no ceiling. It's just anything goes. I mean, what's coming next?
Yeah, well, NSA became its own Stasi. They have their own Q group, which goes after whistleblowers. So there was a lot of communication between the IG office and internal security at NSA. Now it's all coming out. From this fellow John Crane. Now he's retired, I understand. So they can't do much to him now. But it's interesting. He had to wait until he got retired to bring this information forward. It even involves the Senate. I know whistleblowers at NSA that also brought this stuff to the attention of Barbara Mikulski. Thank God she's leaving. This old battle axe has been there too long. But there were other members of the Senate and House that would basically turn in congressional correspondence from people inside the government to their agencies. So this is basically what this guy John Crane is talking about. And it got worse under Obama. He violated the Whistleblowers Protection Act. He never took it seriously. I mean, what he says and what he does are two different things. If you are in the government, you can see it in a very stark fashion. How this guy, Obama, he preaches this thing, but he doesn't practice what he preaches.
But it's okay because he's liberal, so it's okay to persecute the press and destroy our basic freedoms. You can see why they put him in there to manipulate folks. Let's talk to Chris in Utah on KTKK 630 AM. You're on the air, Chris.
Hey guys, I'd like to talk about the prospects of Mr. Trump getting into the presidency. I don't look at him as a Ron Paul or as a threat to the establishment in any way, shape, or form, because the media is giving him 24/7, 365 coverage, which suggests to me that they do not look at him as a threat.
Well, how could they not, though? It's kind of hard to ignore the nominee or the guy that's going to be the nominee when he says Bill Clinton, you know, needs to be investigated for rape. I mean, it's the incendiary stuff, he says. He was already a superstar, but I get your point. Go ahead.
Well, I think that's just a disguise. What I think they're going to do is they're going to allow him to get into office, and then they're going to sabotage the economy and not only blame it on him, per se, but to blame it on his entire movement. And I think that will set back the conservative slash libertarian.
Okay, are you saying he's not conscious of that? Because you could be right. This is a giant foil that way. That's really sophisticated, though, and they don't like to gamble and do something like that. They like to control their person totally. I mean, is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah, he could be very well completely oblivious.
Well, listen, Wayne's going. I'm going to come back and talk to you on the other side. Don't hang up. I'll take the other calls, too. Stay there, Chris. Briefly, what do you think about what he just said, Wayne?
Well, yeah, I think that's always, look, you know, they always say the office makes the man. The man doesn't make the office. We're talking about the presidency. And he could get sworn in, and from day one, he could be, like Jesse Ventura, what happened to him when he became governor. He's going to be meeting with people who are going to be giving him orders. And he's not going to be able to do anything else. Now, he can complain internally, but look, when presidents get out of line, this country has a way of taking them out of power.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, thank you, Wayne. Great job.
He's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Baltimore officer Edward Nero, who was charged in the death of resident Freddie Gray, was found not guilty of all counts by Baltimore City Circuit Court Judge Barry Williams on Monday. Nero faced charges of second-degree assault, reckless endangerment, and two counts of misconduct in office. After Gray, a 25-year-old African-American, died on April 19, 2015 of a spinal cord injury he sustained while in police custody, Gray's death sparked mass looting, rioting, and arson that lasted over a week in Baltimore. And local officials fear the verdict could trigger more civil unrest. Nero is one of six officers charged in Gray's death and the second to be tried. Officer William Porter's trial ended in a hung jury and a mistrial in December. Nero waived his right to a trial by jury in favor of a bench trial, which began May 12th. Final arguments were heard Thursday. Four of the officers, Officer Garrett Miller, Lieutenant Brian Rice, Sergeant Alicia White, and Officer Caesar Goodson Jr. have not been tried yet. He was the driver of the van that transported Gray from the spot where he was arrested to the police station where he was found critically injured. For more breaking news, visit Infowars.com. This is Kit Daniels reporting.
Secret 12, InfoWars Life's vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life. Secret 12.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Youngevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Youngevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words like violence break the silence. Come crashing in into my little world. Painful to me, it's right through me. Don't you? you understand.
Oh, my little girl.
All I ever wanted.
That is some good music right there. Coming up, Leanne McAdoo and Marley Jones are going to be in the other studio live with us. They had a contest idea for Instagram. They did a great job. It's wonderful to see the InfoWars listeners around the world taking action. It's like a $1,000 prize. We want to promote the Instagram more because I never promote that. You know, other platforms get the truth out. And then I thought they were announcing the winner. I somehow misheard it. And I'm like, and tell us the winner. And I go to them. And they're like, no, it's we're announcing it. You know, you're announcing it later. But I was correct that I'm letting them choose it. I just announce it. So, ladies, coming up in the next segment, you are going to be announcing the winner, which is pretty much based off the votes on InfoWars, but we also, you know, put some of that into it. But folks are voting there at InfoWars right now. So that is coming up. And for TV viewers, we'll show you some of the Instagram stuff. We'll also give you the Instagram account so that you can go there and check out the information for yourself. Because obviously, if we get a bigger Instagram account, then it'll get rated big on the Instagram system, and we'll reach more people. When they try to censor us on Facebook and Twitter and everywhere else, we'll have another platform. So it's kind of like hopping from stone to stone across the lava as the lava is rising. And we're just here pointing out the Chinese style, that Chinese style communist censorship is here. And that's what Joel Skousen pointed out. I mean, they're officially censoring, officially admitting it, officially engaging in this. I want to go to your phone calls, but I'd like to take articles that tie into this to illustrate it. But you can follow us at @real_AlexJones on Instagram. So @real_AlexJones and @#InfoWarsGear or #HandcuffsForHillary. That's also going viral. But the Mercury News, the San Jose Mercury News, the same publication that exposed the CIA drug dealing. And then they, of course, the globalists killed Gary Webb, but not the truth. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg replacing 4 Nextdoor Palo Alto homes. I love it when they're scared of somebody, they give it a wimp name. That has nothing to do with what it is. It's that should be Zuckerberg has bought up the neighborhood and is tearing it down and building himself more houses for guests. Because he doesn't want neighbors to be able to see him, and he's put up a big fence. Which is absolutely cool with me in America or anywhere else, but here's the problem, bub. You lied to people and told them they had privacy and you weren't selling their data when you're a giant corporate and CIA snoop arm to try to manipulate and control reality and take over the web. And you call your users dumb effers. You're the one meeting with the communist Chinese. You're the one trying to sell the idea of censorship on Facebook. And if they can do it on Facebook, they can do it anywhere. People always go, well, why do you use Facebook, you know, if they're going to censor you? Because if they get away with it there, they get away with it everywhere. And I agree, we should have our own websites and our own platforms and our own systems. And I've got InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, and we syndicate to AM and FM stations and some TV stations and the rest of it, and that's great. I'm one of the only people out there talking about real issues is actually on some stations. But I need to be multifaceted everywhere I can. I've got servers in Europe, in one of the countries known for not having as much censorship that isn't part of the whole UN takeover. Good. Servers in 2 countries in Europe, actually more than that. But this is what we go through to not be messed with. And we've been messed with so much. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying they're fighting to keep this from getting out to people. Because folks tune into this, it's game over. The most arrogant pseudo-intellectual liberal actually listens for a week. They'll go, wow, I want to be a real liberal, not a fake liberal. I want to really be part of the Renaissance. Alex Jones is right. Because, I mean, I'm like selling snow cones in hell here. Don't people that have sold out to the establishment get, when you get down to the total sellout point, you get almost nothing for selling out. Now, I didn't sociopathically 25 years ago to try to get in the media because I thought, oh, there won't be anybody, you know, in the market of liberty out there. No, they were trying to suppress it then even harder. But I learned real fast that telling the truth was where it was at. I wanted to tell the truth. I wanted to defend the Second Amendment. And I looked at all these sellouts and all these sociopaths that would sell their grandmother out for a stick of bubble gum. And they think it's so cool to be with the establishment. Oh, my gosh. I do. They just look at you like idiots when you do that. The globalists, when I've been to some big events and been invited to meet with people and stuff before, they are scared and respectful of me. So that some have been arrogant in the end when I don't, you know, sit there and get on my knees. And I'm very, very, very polite. I say, listen, these systems have never succeeded. You're lying to yourself. You're destroying free will. You're circumventing the people. And you're dumbing people down to control them. That is a true sin against the species. And I can't be part of this. Plus, the elites above you are into some really bad stuff. And I'm not signing on to that. My gut, my spirit goes, whoa. I mean, people ask, am I fearless? Let me tell you something. When I think about selling out, I'm not even thinking about it, but I'm thinking about thinking. I'm just pondering what it would be like, and I feel absolutely cold and removed from God and scared. I feel just imagine myself pulling away from God, pulling away from the light, from love, from honor. It's like, no. I'm like, New World Order, do whatever you got to do to me because I'm not afraid of you. I am God-fearing. That doesn't mean I'm perfect. Doesn't mean I have all the answers because, you know, my soul's big. I love God, but I'm a man. I'm worldly. I've got my ancestors, all the stuff they did. But I'm not out to get humanity. And I will not sign on to screwing people over and hurting kids. It's not going to happen, ever. And I really feel sorry for people that are part of this because you've really sold out to some evil stuff. And I'm sad for you. When I really think about people that have sold out to this who aren't totally given over to evil, people that are totally given over to it become possessed. I mean, that's what it is. It's just a spirit, a system, a mindset. Your brain just gives over to it. Whatever it is, there ain't nobody home. I mean, something else is there. And it's only there when it, like, comes in and it's these people. I've talked to top psychiatrists. Let's get her on like 10 years ago. She's the top lady that's on all the serial killer shows on TV that interviews all the top serial killers. And I heard her on Coast to Coast and got her on here. She's like all the big best-selling books. I forget her name. Like top serial killer doctor, psychiatrist. I think she's an attractive woman or whatever. They'll talk to her. At least she used to be. She's older now. But still an attractive lady. And she's like, I've never done an interview like this. Absolutely, that's how they are. They glow when they do the crime or when they get into it, but they're like not there when they're not. They're like real scared and they all think demons are after them. And then all of a sudden, get a little kid. And they're like, blah, and then all of a sudden they're alive. And that's how all of them are, folks. They're demon possessed. You can be schizophrenic because you got a bunch of chemicals in your brain, lead or mercury poisoning, and, you know, be all crazy and paranoid or whatever. There's a lot of real mental illness out there, but I'm telling you, with these people, these folks that want to grab little kids and women and stuff, they're like zombies who get possessed by the demon. And I've talked to the top people, not just her, and they said that's exactly what, because I read one of her books too, and she talked about how they were like suddenly like, the way it's described is, you seen that movie Manchurian Candidate, the remake with Denzel Washington? It's better than the first with Frank Sinatra. And he's like totally bummed out and not there, but whenever they activate him and give him orders, the whole room blares white and he's like, oh, yes, now you're ready to take your orders. And that's exactly what it's like, as it's been described. And I think I've experienced it a little bit when I was younger. I was like in a fight with like three guys and they were hurting me bad. I was just like kind of black out and I'd just be higher than a kite and everything was like in slow motion. And it's just like, it feels really good. And it's just like, and you're just like, you know, just whatever you do, just you break people. But I realized, man, whatever that is, those instincts or whatever that is, I don't like that. Because you know what? It didn't like, whatever that instinct is or whatever you want to call it, didn't like me either. It was like in a different, going into a rage like that, a controlled rage like that, is like going somewhere else. It's like time slows down. And I'm not saying that's the same thing as being a serial killer, but I've experienced altered states, you know, naturally just through stress that I know you gotta experience it. It's rage just very intense. Of course, I have total control over my temper now, and I mean, I always did. I was just, if somebody's, you know, breaking your nose and bashing your head in, you know, you're gonna flip a switch or you're gonna die. That's really survival instinct. I think that's something else from what the psychos are in, but it's I think it's in the same genre, the same spectrum, the same family, but something else directing you. Whether it's genetic, whether it's race memories, whether it's a demon, whether, you know, something from another dimension, I don't know. But that's how, as a species, we've always seen it and always discussed it. And there are controlled people who are in a controlled dark rage who want you to drink fluoride, who love the pediatric wards full of dying kids with cancer, who love seeing your IQs drop, and who just take a sick pleasure twisting the knife in your leg and pouring salt in it. They got that twinkle in their eye. It's just like, ugh. So we don't want to be part of that, do we? No, we don't. Think about honor and goodness and your children and happiness and good things and just exaltation and beauty and just and growing beautiful forests and fields and the stars and the fish in the ocean and just all the magic and the full moon and the sun and just everything good. And then you go, whoa, yeah, I really don't want to be tempted by that because it's not a temptation at all. But then maybe you feel weak. You don't feel powerful. So you look around for what will make you powerful. And you find things that will make you powerful, but then you lose who you are. So you weren't really powerful, were you? The problem about becoming really discerning, though, is then you're going to care so much, your heart's going to get even bigger, and then you're going to have a lot of pain for others. But I tell you, that pain actually strength. And that's when the perception and the discernment, the radar, just a politically see-through walls opens up. Because then you step into something bigger. You're an individual, but you have chosen to be a collectivist, not in the organized governmental false collectivist view, but in a true collectivist view, in that you are an individual. But you've transcended that into the body of the species, and only then do you access everything before, currently, and into the future. And then you're truly alive. And our enemies can see before them and in the present, and they can imagine a future, but they don't see the future because they're not in that stream of time-space continuum and the will of God. They have stepped out of it in artificiality to try to take everything and the systems they've been given and twist it to their own will instead of submitting to the will of God. And that is the big secret. I want to go to some of your phone calls. We got guests coming up. Chris in Utah said holds. I wanted to finish up with him, and I'm going to definitely get to Bobby.
Bobby, I sell propane and propane accessories.
Dad, what are those?
Son, they're called hippies.
All right. I'm off the rails here for just a minute. Mark in Arizona. We'll get to everybody. We have to go to the next hour a little bit. David Knight's coming up. But just to stop right there, I'm not going to belabor it. X2 is excellent. Survival Shield X2. It's the good halogen. Everyone should be on it. Consult your physician before you do. You die without good iodine. And there's really not a lot of good sources of it. The food's depleted. The soils are depleted. It's changed my life. It's amazing. It's hiding in plain view. 20% off on X2 right now. We have the Vitamin Mineral Fusion Fruit Punch with all the amino acids and more. Great way to just, you know, have a glass of that each day. I don't like it at its full strength. I think it tastes a little too strong. I mean, it's vitamin minerally. It's like Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Tastes okay. It doesn't taste great. Just like this doesn't taste wonderful because it's real vitamins and minerals. But if I do it lighter, I actually like the taste. I kind of like the taste of, I like the old Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's excellent. We sold that at InfoWarsHealth.com. I like the new one too, but I think the old Beyond tastes the best. This tastes the second best. And then the Peach 2.0, I know it's a better formula, but I don't like it as much, but it's all excellent. Whatever you like, whatever floats your boat, InfoWarsHealth.com, for the longevity products, and your purchase helps fund our operation. InfoWarsLife.com for our new, product. That's excellent. And that is the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders of $50 or more. 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip. A lot of other specials running right now. Please take advantage of that today. And we're going to send the email out one more time this afternoon, and that's it. 50% off the Hillary for Prison and the Come and Take It shirt. You can buy either or both. 50% off with the promo code when you sign up for our free newsletter, InfoWars.com/newsletter. Okay, Chris in Utah, you're making some good points, and that's my real only fear about Trump is that Jesse Ventura goes in. They go, sir, they want to meet you in the bottom of the Capitol. Who? He goes, federal government. He goes in, there's like 30 CIA people there trying to boss him around. And he didn't really go with what they wanted to, so they just came after him. Well, you give orders, then people just don't follow your orders. They go, we thought you meant it this way. Or, well, it's written in an actual legislation. Well, we're going to try to circumvent it. The bureaucracy takes it away from you. And they follow their own agenda. And so, yeah, I don't think Trump's a panacea. Just like Ron Paul said, I'm not going to be a dictator. I can't fix everything. They can be a bully pulpit, though, to promote nationalism, free speech, and change things. But I think Trump is a manifestation of massive populism. And that's why it's positive. But I don't think he's a conscious shill, but there are some pitfalls. But look, Bernie Sanders or Hillary, I'm going with Trump. It's not a lesser two evils issue. It's just there it is. But Chris, I mean, what do you say? He's consciously bad, or you think he'll just be compromised? What do you think?
You know, Alex, that's completely and totally irrelevant. I don't know what he thinks or knows. I do know this, that they're keeping this economy limping along, and it's all they can do to keep that economy going. Eventually, it will collapse, and I think they would rather have an overtly capitalist president at the helm and a majority Republican Congress as well. The media is going to have a field day with that combination. They're going to blame, you know, the president always.
No, I hear you. That's been my biggest concern, is the public is so dumb. They bring ISIS in, they attack, and they blame conservatives when Obama brought them in. The public, common sense has been suspended. So, yeah, if Trump gets in and one weekend they claim the world was so scared the economy tanked, but we've got to be smart enough to know they were already planning that. I mean, justice be done by the heavens fall. Go ahead.
But you see, I've been saying this for the last 7 years, Alex. I've seen this because I know how these people think. When you think they're going to zig, they zag, and vice versa. They want you to think. They want us to think that there's hope for the future. There's hope for the restoration.
Do you think Trump knows? Okay, well, let's say you're right. Do you think Trump knows he's a shill?
You know what? I don't know. I'm going to plead ignorance on that because I really don't know. But it doesn't matter. They can control him, just like you.
Well,
said.
Here's the deal. The globalists aren't invincible. They're not God, and I'm going with Trump, but I am taking what you said on consideration. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. The Global Transmission and Hour 4 straight ahead. Stay with us.
You're listening to Alex Jones. The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day?
Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Again and then forever gone. The seasons don't fear the reaper.
The seasons don't fear the reaper. Nor do the wind, the sun, or the rain.
The elite fear the reaper.
Come on, baby.
I'm going to do one more segment in the next hour and go to John in Canada, Mark in Arizona, and others. Tom in Canada, a bunch of calls from Canada. And then David Knight's taking over. But right now, let's go hear from the War Room. We've got the radio original studio. We call the Situation Room, so I can cut to other reporters and breaking news. But we now have the new, what will we call this? The command base or the lair of McAdoo? Or do we call it the TV studio? Because really, this is a TV studio, too. But it's good to have these so we can just always have folks working, doing more. We're going to try to do some radio news down the road. We're doing a lot of stuff, obviously, here with the great network. GCNlive.com, the folks over there in Minnesota. We're down here in Austin, Texas. So let's go now. I now take you back to Austin, Texas, about 60, 70 yards from where I sit through that wall, to Leanne McAdoo and Marley Jones, the lovely Marley Jones. I can say that. She's my sister. And she looks so cute over there. And she's like 28, but she's always my baby sister. I'll squeeze her. Anyways, we'll have employees around that know Marley. I'll call her over and like kiss her. And they think, what are you doing kissing this employee? I'm kissing her. Hey, but seriously, Marley, Leanne, tell us what we got, who the winner is. I want you to choose who the winner is of the Instagram contest at real_AlexJones.
Okay, well, we have been tallying up the votes for the last couple of hours during the show, and a lot of people have been taking the poll. So I'm viewing the results right now, making sure they're the most updated. And it looks like with 298 votes, Makeda is going to be the winner.
Makeda. So congratulations.
Sorry if I'm pronouncing your name wrong. But yeah, we have a winner of the $1,000. She'll be the young lady wearing the Hillary for Prison t-shirt there.
Can we put her on screen, the big winner? There you go. She's the winner. She got the most votes. That's awesome. Hillary for Prison 2016. The shirts are available 50% off today, and then it is over at InfoWarsStore.com. When you sign up for the free email, we will send you the promo code to get 50% off that. And again, we have millions of followers on Facebook and so much more. We only have, I don't know, 40,000 or whatever it is on Instagram. We need people to follow it. So it's another avenue to reach out to people. We need to grow that. So please follow us there. Just like, you know, we have a few hundred votes here. We just posted this today just as a fun idea. You know, when we have our own poll on InfoWars, it gets like 40,000 votes. Drudge gets like a million votes. So we need to really get folks to vote more in these because it's all part of, you know, people being involved and basically giving us your feedback and your views. So thank you for voting. Those that did, we're going to have more and more of these contests. Leanne, Marley was a little nervous there. Just jump in any time. Go ahead. I mean, overall, very successful contest. It's great to see InfoWarriors out there.
Yeah, I could not believe the amount of people that were using the InfoWars gear hashtag. There were so many people, thousands of people.
Yeah, it was definitely really great to see all the activity. And I just want to let you know, you can keep using that hashtag. We want to keep looking at all your photos. We want to keep seeing your support. We're going to use those on our newsletter, on our website. So anytime you see anything that shows you're active in the community, hashtag it InfoWars Gear. We're going to be looking at it every single day. We just want to give you guys a way to show like what you're doing and make sure your voice is heard and that you're sharing it with your friends and talking about it. So keep going on it.
And you're building the community of InfoWarriors out there. So it's great. Next, we'll get you on Snapchat, Alex. I think you'll love that.
Hey, you ladies are just doing a great job over there.
Oh, thanks.
Well, thank you.
What do you think of the new studio, Leanne?
I like it. Everyone compliments this new studio. It's very large. I think it's going to be excellent when we get all of us here, you know.
Well, that's really it. We have all these reporters and guests. When, like, we're doing election coverage and things, we're going to have a couple people in here. And then a couple in there, and then that way people get breaks. People say, well, I have a bunch of studios. Well, that's why Fox and CNN do that, too. You can, like, get up, go get more stuff ready, come back, have a break, and go boom, boom, boom. And it's awesome. Just boom, boom, boom. Bada bing, bada boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
All right. Great job, folks. And congratulations to the winner. Great job, ladies.
Congratulations.
You bet. We'll be back in 70 seconds of the fourth hour with your phone calls. And David Knight is getting warmed up in the bullpen. I'm
this
Alex
is
Jones.
GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Brainforce, it's completely different. Try a bottle of it. Rob Dew joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. Tell us what Brainforce did.
I've been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of Brainforce right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. Read about it. Find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without Brainforce. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more Brainforce, and came in.
You will find Brainforce and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I want you. I need you. All right, let's go to these calls fast. Right, everybody in. Mark in Arizona. You're on the air. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, thank you, Alex. Your products are top-notch. I'm so glad you guys are touching on Soros. I mean, even on the Wikipedia page, I forced myself to watch 7 hours of his Open Borders lectures. We just stood at a podium and just lectured on and on and on about how democracy has to be tested and no government is viable and it needs just be run by one person. I mean, that's all I got.
Oh, my God. Exactly. The Davos Forum is like Bilderberg in public now. The most outrageous evil stuff. We need $100 trillion every decade in the first 10 years, and then $200 trillion the next, given to private interests who know how to run things best. It's like, he wants $100 trillion taxpayer money. I mean, what a pig.
I know,
Imagine how entitled he feels, though. He was a Nazi collaborator when he was 14, 15, 16, ferreting and rounding up thousands of people to their deaths, and now he runs everything and just gets away with it and has all these fawning leftists worshiping him.
Yeah, disgusting. And now with this pedophile stuff that's coming out, you know, I mean, at every corner. I grew up in Hollywood, and, I mean, that was the underlying joke. You know, I had best friends that were actors, and, you know, all of a sudden they were gone, you know, from one day to the next. And so I just can't. I'm sickened by what's going on.
Mark, God bless you. Thanks for the call. Great point. Let's go ahead and talk to – he's been holding the longest here. Tom in Canada, thank you for holding. You're on the air. Then Bobby.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Hey, what an honor. Can I join you in a war cry to start this off?
Bobby, I think that's something you need to do.
Ah, I hate the new world order!
Can we come in actually in the next segment with the Mike Judge intro? What's on your mind real quick, brother from Canada?
So I'm just really sick of the lies of the new world order, Alex. And I've been listening to a podcast, Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole. And so I just want to read you a quote from Edward Bernays' book, Crystallizing Public Opinion.
Yes.
Page 89, The Group and Herd, says, not so long ago, every intelligent man knew the world was flat. Today, the average man has a belief just as firm and unknowing in the mysterious force which he has heard called atomic energy. So my question is NASA recently released images.
Sorry, he was being sarcastic. He meant they were wrong before, but now they know about atomic energy. It's tongue-in-cheek. Yes, I've read the book.
He says every intelligent man knew. He says now the average man.
Which he means they were ignorant but thought they were intelligent. We can change public view. Now they know there's invisible atomics. Yeah, I know there are people that say atomic bombs don't exist, and we can't leave the Earth, and we don't have space travel, and the Earth's flat. It is the biggest load of horse crap ever. But I get people don't trust the system so much. I appreciate your call. We can have a whole flat earth discussion. They'll say that I'm endorsing it. No, I'm not. All right. I just don't have time for it. I'm hurrying. Sorry. Let's go ahead. It's been holding longest after that. Dennis in Virginia. May not get to the other. Sorry. Go ahead, Dennis.
Yes, Alex. I'm addressing a specific point that you raised during your discussion with Manson and even before about the Pope. And you obviously feel the Pope is associated with ISIS, which I agree. But did you know that the Pope reports to another Pope?
I mean, I know that once you're a Jesuit, supposedly whoever the top Jesuit is, he reports to the Black Pope. Yes, they claim that. So that's what I mean. It's not even a Pope. You're not supposed to have a Jesuit as a Pope because it's supposedly this police force and it's supposed to be separate. And then it just goes on and on. All I know is the guy is completely transparent. I mean, I'm wondering what comes next, you know?
Well, the main thing is that, you know, I've followed you for years and years and given out many of your videos and tapes for 10 years at least. And you have had people on like Fritz Springmeier, and you haven't had on F. Tupper Saucy, but he has a book called Rulers of Evil. I recommend you read that book. But I would think that you would want to explore about the Black Pope and his
control. I will. Listen, this Pope's so obviously evil, I'm going after him, so yeah.
Have you noticed that our planet has gotten more volatile? Right now, there's over 40 volcanoes erupting across the planet, and earthquakes continue to shake the globe with alarming regularity. The recent eruption in Costa Rica left a thick layer of dust and ash on vehicles and buildings 30 miles away in the capital city of San Jose. The blast from the volcano reached 10,000 feet high. Down in Indonesia, Mount Sinabung also erupted, with torrents of lava pouring out of the volcano that's been dormant for over 400 years. And another volcano in Iceland may also erupt, which could drastically affect Europe. But here in the U.S., over the past month, there's been 95 earthquakes around Mount St. Helens and 36 around Mount Rainier, indicating both could explode soon. Also, there's been more than 3,000 earthquakes of magnitude 1.5 or greater over the past month globally, including two major earthquakes that hit Ecuador in rapid succession. As journalist Michael Snyder points out, the seismic activity combined with our collapsing economy points to a perfect storm in which a confluence of factors will absolutely cripple society. For more news and reports, visit Infowars.com. This is Kit Daniels reporting.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax high performance shower filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax shower filter from ProPure today.
When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, and to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah. Infowars.com, yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
That's Sammy Hagar. I can't drive 55. I wanted to hear what he had to say there because he's got some lyrics we need to hear. But we're going to pick it up right here with this. This was the 115th anniversary of the first speed limits enacted by law that happened this last Saturday. That was the anniversary. You know, we look back at speed limits and what's happened in the last 115 years. We've seen them used by the federal government as an instrument of control, taking over our interstate system. So, you know, we put these interstate systems out here. And we can tell you what the speed limit is going to be, and you're going to extend that everywhere else, or we're going to cut your subsidies. So they take our money, and then they bribe us with the money that we send in. They bribe us with our own money. We're going to be talking in this hour, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking to an author, Matt McKinley, who's written a book of fiction called Texas Shrugged. You know, kind of like Atlas Shrugged. And we're going to talk about the ideas of Texas leaving the Union. You know, we've talked about the Britain exit, Britain leaving the EU. We gave eight reasons that were put out there by the London mayor, Boris Johnson, as to why Britain would be better off outside of the EU. And every one of those reasons are reasons that any state, but especially Texas, pretty much, there are some states that get a lot of money from the federal government in terms of subsidies, like South Carolina, but Texas is not one of those. And we'd be better off even if it made us poor. It wouldn't make us poor. But we would be far better off because we wouldn't have the government manipulating us like they do. And, of course, what we see happening in the bathrooms today with Obama, the Department of Education, saying they're going to withdraw some grant money from all the different states if we don't implement their bathroom regulations. This is a problem that did not exist. This is a problem that they're creating, a problem that they're using as an instrument of social control, saying that if you don't let boys into the girls' bathrooms and showers, then we're going to take away the lunch money for the poor children. That's what we see from the federal government. That's what we've seen on the highways. And let me tell you something. If you want to cripple a country, you control their transportation. Remember that the interstate system itself was a military idea. It was something that Eisenhower put in. He tried to move, and he wrote a small book about it. He tried to move a military convoy in the Northeast. He talked about how difficult it was to get it from one point to the other. Then when World War II happened and they saw the German Autobahn, which was built by Hitler in order to let the military move quickly from one side of the country to the other, he said, we need that. So it was fundamentally a military operation. And controlling transportation is fundamentally a military idea. If you're going to take over a country, take over a population, and control them, what are you going to do? You're going to shut down their transportation. So we see a story like this, the passing of the horse. This was on Road and Track this last weekend, talking about the 115th anniversary. And if you think that it's only speed limits, look at some of the things that were proposed in the early years of the horseless carriage. They say in 1894, Vermont implemented their imitation of Great Britain's Red Flag Act, where all motor carriages required a little man, I guess it had to be a little man, a little man to walk in front, waving a red flag to ensure that madness and mayhem would never befall bystanders. And allegedly, Pennsylvania nearly passed a law requiring motorists, whenever they would encounter errant livestock, to come to a complete stop, then completely disassemble their cars and hide the parts behind nearby bushes. That bill was fortunately vetoed by the governor. Now, what they did in Connecticut, where they passed the first speed limit in 1901, they restricted cars to 12 miles an hour in the city, 15 in the countryside. That's probably about the speed at which a Google car drives today. And if you think that they're not going to do this, if you think they're not going to get totally crazy, just look at this story out of South Carolina. Mother lets her son drive a golf cart at a resort and gets jailed for child abuse. Now, this kid was 11 years old. This is at the luxury resort Bald Head Island in South Carolina. Her 11-year-old son asked if he could drive the golf cart back to their $1,000 a day rented cottage. It was dusk. There was no traffic on the path, and his father would be sitting next to him in this dangerous golf cart. Because, you know, even a golf cart needs to have a computer driving it for our safety. And they say in the next 4 hours, the mother says she was pinned to the ground by police, repeatedly accused of being drunk. She was then frog-marched barefoot aboard a ferry in handcuffs and jailed in leg irons and charged with child abuse. Now, we're not going to go into all the details of everything that happened here. Interestingly enough, they say on this island where they have replaced cars with golf carts, you have to be 16, you have to have a valid driver's license to drive a golf cart on Bald Head Island. They say there's been fatal accidents there from people who fell out of carts. Really? You know, I just look at that and it's like, give me a break. You know, people die in bathrooms falling out of, you know, falling in their tubs more than just about anywhere else. Do we need to have a license to take a bath? Do we need bathroom inspectors? Do we need permission? Is it child abuse to bathe your child in a bathtub? Because, you know, people die in the bathrooms. And so I guess we need to have Big Brother, Big Nanny State in there. This is the insanity. And when I looked at this, I remember my dad telling me that he was driving cars when he was 8 years old. They didn't have driver's licenses back then. Or if they did, they didn't pay attention to them. And when we were in Virginia, when I went there with Joe Biggs and we were looking at a shooting incident that had happened there, we tried to rent a boat and we were told that you had to have a license to drive a low power motorboat in Virginia. But of course they had grandfathered this in. If you were born, if you were old enough that you were maybe in your mid-50s or older like me, they grandfathered it in literally because they knew that people our age have been driving boats for a long time without a license and we're not going to put up with this BS. And it is total BS. Where is this headed? Look at this article. This was via Drudge Report, Breitbart. Uber's CEO wants to fix your commute. Now, when he's talking about fixing your commute, what you need to understand is he's really talking about fixing the market with crony capitalism. This is Uber's founder. He called on local regulators. He's in Europe. Called on local regulators in Europe to promote the financial incentives car owners could benefit from if they were to pick up a neighbor and share their ride to work. He met with regulators at the European Commission earlier in the day to talk about how cities can solve problems like traffic, parking, and having too many cars on the road. You know, cars that don't belong to him. Because he's going to be the person who is Uber always transportation. He's going to own all the cars. He's going to control all the cars. He is preaching to the choir. The government has always wanted to get us out of our cars. They want to eliminate private transportation. They want to control all movement. And now they have, through this new technology, the means on which they're going to do this. And what you're seeing here is a massive alignment of a few multinational mega corporations and a kind of crony capitalist play where they're going to control transportation. They're going to own every single car because it's not just giving you a financial incentive. They're going to give you massive disincentives. They're going to come in with regulations that are as oppressive and as crazy as some of the stuff that was proposed in 115 years ago as cars were first coming out. They're going to put you out of your car. And look at what's happening here. They're told they're going to do this to make the roads safer. And yet, as we try to do that at the local level, at the state level, what do? These crony capitalist companies like Lyft and General Motors get together, set up their partnership that they're going to put in San Francisco. But we now have an official global lobbying group that is composed of Ford, Volvo, Uber, Lyft, and Google. And they are going to the federal government, they're going to the European Union, and they're saying, we're going to shut down any concerns about safety regulations that are enacted at the local level or at the state level or at the national level. They keep going to a higher level. We've seen this happen with food safety. And one of the ways that they do this to get rid of local opposition is to offer them giant grants. That's the way they control us, isn't it? We see Denver is now making a pitch to a transportation secretary so they can win a $50 million grant. It's part of their ego to say, we are a high-tech city. Look at us. We're the first ones to have a self-driving network here, but we can also get $50 million grant from the Federal Department of Transportation. What is this fundamentally about? It's about controlling your movement. It's also about surveillance. Remember, Drudge Report, the end of last week, had this Wired article up. New surveillance system may let cops use all of the cameras. They point out there's 30 million or so surveillance cameras that are peering into nearly every corner of the lives of Americans. I say it might freak you out, and you tell yourself, oh, no one could access all of that. But now computer scientists, of course, they can. Okay, there's not going to be any limits on that. The government has multiple agencies that can go in and hack that. That's what they exist for. That's their primary mission, is to spy on American citizens. And, of course, there are individuals, malevolent individuals, and other governments who want to do that as well. Computer scientists have created a way of letting law enforcement tap any camera that isn't password protected. What do you think is going to happen to the cameras, to the black boxes that they are going to be mandating towards the end of this year to put into your cars? What's going to happen with all that data? Remember when we talked about Jade Helm? The issue was mastering the human domain. Now, everybody got excited about whether or not there are going to be troops on the ground. But we talked about what was really fundamentally at issue here. Geospatial intelligence. That has been the fastest growing division of espionage that our federal government has been working on the last 15 years. James Clapper has been at the forefront of geospatial intelligence. What do they do with that? They look at your activity, activity-based intelligence. They map that geographically. And that's their human domain analytics. Put that together and they give the speeches at these geospatial intelligence conferences talking about mastering the human domain before they used it as a subtitle for that. That's what it's really about. It's about the data. And the data is the tool for military control. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Alex Jones here with an emergency breaking news alert. Now is the time to get prepared. We have never seen the elite escalating their own preparedness process like we're seeing right now. This is a key indicator that the global crises that is being orchestrated by the New World Order to bring in planetary government is being kicked into a new phase. We hope we have more time to wake people up and get ready, but we're preparing for the worst right now. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. In the month of May, we are urging our listeners and viewers to get prepared. And the most important item is Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. That's why we're offering 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com until the month ends. The globalists do not want us to be self-sufficient. It is key that we be prepared and able to take care of ourselves. One of those incredibly important items is Nascent Iodine. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and get 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Take action today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Monday, May 23rd, 2016. In the next segment, we're going to be talking to the author of a fiction book called Texas Shrug, as in Atlas Shrug, but about Texas independence. I think it's going to be very interesting. I think it'll be a fun conversation. I want to talk about what's going on in California. There is a sweep of 11 fast-tracked anti-gun bills coming up in California. Guns.com has called it the gunpocalypse. I'll tell you what's going to be happening. They're also going to talk about Tom Brokaw coming after guns at a commencement address at the University of Mississippi in just a moment. Before we do, I want to let you know that we have a sale that we've extended for Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 20% off. That's 20% off our Nascent Iodine, Survival Shield X2 at InfoWarsLife.com for limited time only. There's no question we've reached a tipping point on a global scale now more than ever. It's time to prepare your family with things like water, food, heirloom seeds, and our flagship formula, Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine. So for limited time, we have 20% off of that. Also, if you want to sign up for our free InfoWars newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter, you will get not only 50% off Hillary for Prison t-shirts and Come and Take It t-shirts, but you will also get specials sent to you on an ongoing basis, as well as unique content that only comes out on the InfoWars newsletter. Again, that's a free email newsletter. If you sign up for that, you'll get 50% off our two best-selling t-shirts, Hillary for Prison t-shirt and the Come and Take It t-shirt. You can do that at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and you'll see these promo codes that you can use to sign up for that. All right, now what's going on in California? We've got a situation here where you've got a couple of Democrats, one who is the President Pro Tem of the Senate, another one who is a Lieutenant Governor, who both want to run for governor. They're competing with each other to see who can do the most abridgment of our fundamental rights to protect ourselves in California. And this has been called, these are 11 different gun regulations, as Guns.com has called it, the gunpocalypse. They say that they all passed the Senate last week, and they're now going to be coming up to the General Assembly. Now, Firearms Policy Coalition says it is nothing short of unconscionable that millions of law-abiding Californians are being used as chess pieces in a twisted political game to see who can race to the bottom first. And let me give you an example of what some of these regulations are. They say the measures include things like restrictions, mandatory registration on ghost guns, retroactive bans on currently grandfathered firearms and magazines going back to 1899, so all of your classic guns are going to get everything, folks. Outlawing the use of bullet buttons. I'll tell you about that in just a moment. I had to look that up. Founding a state-run firearm violence research center to study gun deaths and to generate lies about gun statistics. As a healthcare issue, they'll mark all gun theft a felony offense. They'll criminalize loans of guns between friends and requiring the reporting of stolen guns. Finally, three bills in the package would change how California defines ammunition, and they would mandate background checks for ammunition purchases, as well as collect and save sales tax information. So folks, in California, you're about to lose every single bit of your gun rights by infringement. And we look at things like bullet buttons. I had to look this up, and it's like, what is this? California put regulations in to make it difficult to remove spent magazines. You know, you have interchangeable magazines and things like AR-15s. You can't pull those things out and put another one in unless you've got a special tool. So people came up with these bullet buttons as a workaround. And I've got to say that if you think that you're going to regulate this stuff out of business, wait until you do full gun prohibition, California, and the rest of the United States. If Hillary wins, if these people in California win, and you go into full gun prohibition, you're going to see not things as simple as bullet buttons. You're going to see an explosion in technology. That always happens. It happened with alcohol. It happened with the prohibition of all kinds of drugs. You get more virulent forms of whatever it is that you don't like, that you think is too dangerous for people to have. So you wind up with things like meth, or you wind up with things like bathtub gin, or you change the consumption from primarily being beer before alcohol prohibition to hard liquor. You're going to get more of what you don't like. You're going to get it in a totally unregulated Wild West scenario. So you want to do this? Bring it on, folks. You're going to see something really ramp up here, but it's going to be very violent on our streets because right now people are shooting each other over drug prohibition. That's where most of this crime is happening. Wait until the weapons themselves start to become an object of innovation. Then we have Tom Brokaw. These type of people used to be the only sources of news. Let's play this clip from Tom Brokaw. Wait, let's wait until we come back from a break. You won't believe what he has to say. He says, more guns, more firearm tolerance will mean more homegrown acts of terror. That's it. If you own a gun, you're a terrorist, according to the guy who used to be one-third of the news nationwide, Tom Brokaw. We'll play that clip for you when we come back. You won't believe it. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Baltimore officer Edward Nero, who was charged in the death of resident Freddie Gray, was found not guilty of all counts by Baltimore City Circuit Court Judge Barry Williams on Monday. Nero faced charges of second-degree assault, reckless endangerment, and two counts of misconduct in office. After Gray, a 25-year-old African-American, died on April 19, 2015 of a spinal cord injury he sustained while in police custody, Gray's death sparked mass looting, rioting, and arson that lasted over a week in Baltimore. And local officials fear the verdict could trigger more civil unrest. Nero is one of six officers charged in Gray's death and the second to be tried. Officer William Porter's trial ended in a hung jury and a mistrial in December. Nero waived his right to a trial by jury in favor of a bench trial, which began May 12th. Final arguments were heard Thursday. Four of the officers, Officer Garrett Miller, Lieutenant Brian Rice, Sergeant Alicia White, and Officer Caesar Goodson Jr. have not been tried yet. He was the driver of the van that transported Gray from the spot where he was arrested to the police station where he was found critically injured. For more breaking news, visit Infowars.com. This is Kit Daniels reporting.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction, easy assembly, low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install
and now. As part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be talking to the author of Texas Shrugged, Matt McKinley, in just a moment. Before we do, I want to play this clip from Tom Brokaw. As I point out, remember, this is the guy who used to have, what do you call it? You got a monopoly, you got a duopoly. What do you have it call it when you got three networks that control all your information? I guess you can call it tri-tyranny or something. I don't know. But let's listen to the guy who used to be one of the big three newscasters talk about guns at the University of Missouri commencement address. And, of course, they've now become political platforms for people like this to pontificate about their liberal views. Listen to what he has to say about firearms.
I'm still active in sports shooting, but I'm appalled by the determination of organizations and individuals to arm more people without any appreciation of the consequence of ever more lethal weapons in our midst. More guns and more firearm tolerance will mean more homegrown acts of terror. Yes, we have a constitutional right to own guns. I believe strongly in the Second Amendment. But with that right comes the personal obligation to be on guard against the promiscuous use of guns, not to pretend that no limits means no trouble.
There you go. We have to guard against the promiscuous use of guns. If you carry a gun openly and you're not wearing a uniform, that is promiscuous, it's dangerous. No matter what our government does, no matter how much the federal government militarizes and federalizes our police, that's not a problem for people like Tom Brokaw, because, you know, you and I can use it for sports. It's for hunting. It's not as a check against government abuse of power. No, the Second Amendment says that's what it truly is about. And what he wants to do is he wants to change your rights. He says, oh, I agree with the Second Amendment rights. No, he wants to change your rights into a government-granted privilege. And all we have to do is look at what's happening in California. They are prescribing that to the extent that they're essentially shutting it down. They don't want anybody but the government to own guns, and we know where that leads. He says, it said in 2013, it was a far-reaching claim for gun owners to say that firearms are necessary for protection against a tyrannical government. Well, he has an argument with the founders of this country. He has an argument with history, because we can show you over and over again, the first move of tyrants is to confiscate the guns. And when I look at the ridiculous issues that are being brought up in these commencement addresses, I saw this story from back in North Carolina, close to where we used to live. North Carolina high schools in Wake County are now getting rid of the idea that you would have a valedictorian and a salutatorian. Okay, those aren't inclusive enough. So we don't want to have any kind of meritocracy in America. No, we have to get rid of that. We have to dumb everybody down. We have to have not only a common core, but we have to have common results. This is a unanimous decision from the school board there in Wake County to not honor the people who are the first and second in their class in terms of grades. Because, you know, this is Lake Wobegon, where all the kids are above average. Disgusting. All right. Now, I've given you a lot of reasons why we need to get out of the federal government. We need to stop their control, their social engineering of everything that's going on in our country. We talked about this last week. We talked about the eight reasons that Boris Johnson, mayor of London, gave for Britain to leave the EU. Every one of those reasons is intensified in the case of Texas, for example. He said, oh, they're giving us 2,500 regulations a year. We get 80,000 pages of regulations a year from the federal bureaucracy as American citizens. Everything that happens in Britain in terms of the net amount of money that they send into the European Union is greater when you look at what happens with Texas, for example. We would be better off. We would have that money to spend for ourselves. We would set up what our priorities are. And I think it's interesting when we look at
the pushback that some of the liberal media has come out with. We saw this back in 2012. The Dallas Morning News said Texas can no longer complain that it gives more than it gets from the federal government. And they say, well, that was true for decades, that Texas received only 90 cents or less for every dollar that residents and businesses sent to Washington. But that's no longer the case. Why is that no longer the case? Well, demographic shifts and a surge in military spending in Texas had us cross the break-even line, according to them. Well, I have figures that show otherwise. But nevertheless, is that really a reason to stay in? See, what's happening with that demographic shift is the open borders. They're bringing in people, they're putting them on the welfare rolls, and they're paying them more on the welfare rolls than they pay our retired citizens who have paid into Social Security their entire working life. 15%, 15.62% of their gross wages go into Social Security. Yet those people are getting thousands of dollars less per year than people who are on welfare. And the government is bringing them in, mandating that we have absolutely no control over our borders, telling us what benefits have to be given to people, dictating that, and then saying, but look at how much money we're giving you. That's the way they blackmail us. And of course, the more the federal government puts in terms of TSA agents or BLM agents, well, that's a benefit. Look, we're creating jobs in Texas. They've created swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. And then they say that is a net economic benefit for us. I don't think so. So we're talking to our author here who has a book called Texas Shrugged. Has a great cover. It looks like the cover that you typically see of Atlas Shrugged, except the guy in gold is not holding up the world. He's holding up the United States. He's got a cowboy hat. He's got cowboy boots on. And his shoulder is right there where Texas is. Clear analogy to that. He's author of several books. Texas Shrugged, Quantum of Conscience. He says it's not political, but it's about time travel. Also another book called The Right Can't Win. We'll talk to him about that as well. The premise of the book, Texas Shrugged, according to the summary here is, even today, certain heirs of the founding fathers carry secret instructions passed down through the generations. The heir of George Washington combines the governor of Texas to restore the Constitution by peacefully seceding from the United States. Of course, Obama reacts unfavorably. Is peaceful succession possible? Yes. And he says it's the only way to win. So joining us now is Matt McKinley. Welcome, Matt.
Thanks, David. Glad to be here.
Great premise for your book. Tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. Just like you said, it is Texas secession. It's fiction. However, it's a peaceful secession. And people say to me, well, how's that possible? And they say, well, think it through. What are you going to take up daggers and knives and pitchforks and torches and your shotguns and storm across the Oklahoma border? Impossible. The only way to do it, and I had to figure this out to make the book, of course, believable, I war gamed how this would happen, if it really would ever happen, is you would have to do it peacefully. You would have to basically do a flash mob, for example, where 4 or 5 million people stand up all at once and say, we've had enough. We've had enough of this system. We've had enough of the never-ending money printing, the QE, the never-ending debt, laws, rules, regulations, ordinances, executive orders. We've had enough. So in the book, an heir of the founding fathers, in this case, George Washington, a descendant of George Washington, in the book, the premise is they do exist. There are reasons why these people stay in the shadows, and that's, we could debate that some other time, but that person combines with a fictitious governor of Texas, they go before the Alamo, and they announce to the world, we are out of this government. Of course, they play it up that there's going to be a big announcement, but nobody really knows what's coming. I think in the book, Obama is playing a game of pool, and the governor of Texas announces secession. He said, what did he say? The governor's name's Joe Tanner in the book.
That's great. You know, when I look at this, you talk about how it might be a flash mob or something like that. I suggested that perhaps as Britain is having an election, they call it the Brexit, to see whether or not they should leave the European Union, we ought to try to have some kind of a referendum like that to see whether or not Texas should leave the Union. I know that the Republican establishment would not like that because they very much like to be players in Washington, don't they?
Yeah, I don't think there is really two parties anymore. I mean,
no.
They're taking their cloaks off and we see who really is in this one party system. And yeah, there should be a referendum. And I think there was actually what inspired me to write the book was right around 2012. Remember, people came out and said, if Obama's elected again, we're going to move to Canada. Texas is going to secede. Well, nobody ended up moving to Canada, but they did start a White House petition. Of course, I don't think that White House petition, and it did get the required number of signatures or online votes. They never responded to it, but they did respond to the White House. I think they have their own recipe on how to brew beer, and they did respond to that. That's really important.
Yeah, I signed that petition. You know, I'm for secession because I'm for local government. I'm for the government that is the closest to me. The government that is the most easily controlled. I think that when we look at historically, I was for Scotland leaving Britain, for Britain leaving the EU. I was for the Ukraine leaving Russia, for the Crimea leaving the Ukraine. And it's interesting when you look at these cases, the very people in our State Department and our news media, they were all for Ukraine leaving Russia, but then they opposed the idea that Crimea would leave the Ukraine. And it's like, really? I mean, it's you know, they can't be consistent about any of this, and they will not support the idea of local governance. And you see this happening all across Europe as well, because people understand that globalism is determined to erase national sovereignty, and it is a consolidation of power. That is what the founders of this country feared more than anything, was a consolidation of power. That's why they divided power in Washington with the Constitution, and they divided power between Washington and the states who had created that. And now, over these centuries, we've seen that gradually erased. And now we're in a race to get rid of even the national boundaries to create a global governance. That's what these trade deals are all about.
Yeah, they've totally done away with the 9th and 10th Amendment. Totally done away. The Constitution is clear. It gives the federal government a short list of what they can do. And it says if it's not on this list, you may not do it. Well, since 1776 or 1791, when the Constitution was ratified, they've added tens of thousands of things onto that list. The founding fathers would be turning over in their graves today.
You know, there was an interesting article that came out this weekend from the Washington Post. It was on Drudge Report, talking about these Americans are preparing for battle against their own government. And they talked about a very responsible person, B.J. Soper. They tried to make him look like a radical out in Oregon. But these are guys who've organized together. They prepare together for any kind of a natural disaster. They are they're working as responsible citizens in their community, helping people, cleaning up highways, doing these types of things. And yet they go to the Southern Poverty Law Center to try to make them look like they're radicals. But I think one of the interesting things that we see as this rises up is that we need to find ways that we can work together locally in our community. And I think a key thing is to realize that it isn't inevitable that we would have self-governance again, that we would have some say in our local government. That is the key thing about it. And as part of this article, they had a back and forth. They had a very short clip, about a minute each. They had this guy that they talked to, B.J. Soper. He talked about the land issues, and he read from the Constitution. And then they went to a constitutional professor, they said, a law professor. And he said, well, you know, words don't really mean the same thing they did 200 years ago. And it's like, really? What words would those be? 10 square miles, forts and ports, those don't mean the same thing that they did, you know, 250 years ago. Whatever you believe the Commerce Clause is, or whatever you believe and twist the Welfare Clause, or in the particular case of this law professor's answer, he was primed by the Washington Post to talk about the Sweeper Clause. All of those clauses are superseded by the 9th and 10th Amendment, and they are very concise, very clear. And the reason they're there is because people were worried that they might use the Constitution to expand and to concentrate power at the federal government.
Yeah, if I could bring the book back into it just for a moment. Sure. One of the things that the heir of George Washington does is, in fact, it turns out that the Bill of Rights is nothing, is to him and to the family, is a gauge to see how many rights can be or will be violated by this government. And that's what he takes to the governor of Texas. And he says, let me make the case. Every single one of the Bill of Rights has been violated or at least infringed upon by this government as of 2016. And that even includes Amendment 3. Jade Helm infringed upon the amendment that thought no one will ever, you know, this is never going to be an issue to have troops quartering in your home. As ridiculous as that seems today, that actually happened in Jade Helm, where certain ranchers were asked to put up troops on their property.
I would say, Matt, that the Third Amendment, having troops quartered in your home, could be applied to the NSA setting up espionage on your computers. They're literally sucking down the bandwidth that you're paying for wherever your internet provider is, but they're literally living in your home, watching everything you do. You probably have less privacy with your computer and with the devices and the internet of things that you have in your house. As that increases, you probably have less privacy than somebody did at the colonial times that literally had troops living within their home. And so I think every one of these things has been violated. That's a really clever idea to use the Bill of Rights as a gauge. I think we're down at zero now in terms of any of those.
Yeah, that's interesting. I never thought about that, that you could interpret another violation of the Third Amendment as the NSA on your internet lines. Very interesting.
Let's talk a little bit about your other book, The Right Can't Win. Tell us the premise of that.
Premise of that, I just racked my brain for years thinking, how did we get to the state of affairs we are in this country? Endless laws, rules, regulations, ordinance, executive orders. What is it? Tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of laws written across millions of pages of legalese. Let me repeat that to the audience. Millions of pages, and they say ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Well, they add 80,000 every year, and these are added. You know, we talked about taxation without representation. Today we have legislation without representation. These people who are writing these rules, these bureaucrats, they have a vested interest in creating these rules. There's absolutely no restraint on them. They don't have to have reasonable fines. They create the law, they enforce the law, and they create the penalties for these laws. And there is no presumption of innocence, and there is no representation of us in Washington. It's absolute tyranny, and it's 80,000 pages a year.
Yeah, I don't even think Congress doesn't pay attention anymore. Whether we could debate if Congress, they're puppets or they're real, we could debate that some other time. Mm-hmm. But the fact is they don't pay attention anymore because there's so many bureaucracies, so much administration. Generally, whatever they did in the past has been taken out of their hands.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got to come up to a break shortly, but give us a real quick breakdown, kind of a tease about your other book, The Right Can't Win.
Yeah, it's just trying to determine how we got to the state of affairs with all these rules, regulations. Generally, the left, people that want to force feed their castor oil down your throat, force feed their political agendas down your throat, they all flock to Washington. People that just want to be left alone, people that truly understand freedom, don't flock to government. They don't flock to Washington. And that is a simple way to kind of describe why we're in the situation we're in today.
You know, I've seen that my entire life. I remember when I was in college, we had student government that was funded by our activities fees. And it was a small clique of people. It was the Black Students Union. It was the Gay Coalition that basically ran for office. Nobody else even paid any attention to this. They got themselves into office, and then they used our student fees to pay for their personal goodies. They got caught, but of course nothing happened to them. It was a perfect example of what I've seen my entire life with real government. They were training these people to be corrupt kleptocrats, and that's exactly what they were. From that day on, I've seen that enacted at every level of government, from student government to the White House. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Matt McKinley, Texas Shrug.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com.
We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to the author of Texas Shrug, Matt McKinley. Now, the Declaration of Independence was a document of secession. It said that governments were created to protect our individual liberties, and when government becomes destructive of our individual liberties, we have not only the right, but the duty to alter or abolish that government. When we look at it, it looks like Washington is pretty resistant to any kind of alteration, isn't it? What do we do? Do we leave this country? Where do we go if we don't like the situation in America? Where can we go where there's a freer country? There isn't one. We're going to have to create one. The only way that we're going to leave is to leave politically. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, that can't be done. You know, just look at the number. How could we survive without the federal government subsidizing what we do? And as I pointed out earlier, the government, the federal government, is opening our borders to an invasion. This truly is an invasion. At what point does immigration become an invasion? When people are openly opposed to your form of government, when they come in massive numbers, is that not an invasion? I think it is. I think what we have is not illegal immigration. We have illegal invasion that's being aided and abetted by a government that wants to erase our national borders, that wants to take our economy down. And when we look at it from an economic standpoint, what do we get from the federal government? We pay a lot of taxes, business, individual, and others, but when we lose the income from them, what would we lose? Would we lose non-retirement benefits, the welfare program that they put on us as they bring these people in? Would we lose grants and contracts? Yes. We would lose some salaries and wages of federal employees. Some of those we would want to replace, some of those we wouldn't. But the bottom line is that we would be ahead by over $1 billion per week, really about $1.5 billion per week. Texas would be ahead if we stopped sending the money to Washington and stopped getting back what they give us. I think we could live with that. Before we go back to Arthur, real quickly, talking about Texas Shrugged, we have a special at InfoWars.com. If you sign up for our free InfoWars Underground Insider Newsletter that you'll get by email, if you do that at InfoWars.com/newsletter, we'll send you a promo code. You can get 50% off our two most popular T-shirts, Hillary for Prison and Come and Take It. Again, sign up for our free InfoWars Underground newsletter. That's a free newsletter. Lets you know what's going on with unique content as well as specials that you'll get from time to time. Also, we have a 20% sale that's been extended on Survival Shield X2. That's our nascent iodine. I keep an emergency supply of nascent iodine for my family. I recommend you do the same while you still can. You need to prepare for your family. And this is a great time to do it. You can get it for 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. I don't know how much longer that's going to last, but that's our pure nascent iodine Survival Shield X2. Matt, give us an idea of what we can do at this point. I think it's very important to have a fictional story that lets us imagine freedom, that lets us imagine a peaceful transition of that, a scenario. I think that's a very healthy exercise of our imagination.
What can we do? I mean, look, the book is fiction. Okay, Texas, we don't need the feds knocking on my door here. The book is fiction. But just what you and Alex are doing, we need to wake people up. My goal, my mission in life has become to wake people up. I'll give you an example. People have no idea that for most of our existence, the federal government didn't collect any income tax. And then after Lincoln, in the end of the 1800s, they put in 3% and people went up in arms. 3%. Imagine that, 3%. And then they took it away because it was deemed unconstitutional. And then they got the right judges on the Supreme Court. They put it back in. And then Woodrow Wilson came in, FDR. It jacked up to 92%, I believe.
That's
90%.
Right. That's
right. So people don't know our history. If they knew the history, they would see that the ridiculous size and nature of the federal government is completely unnecessary.
Absolutely.
Not only unnecessary.
We're out of time. TexasShrugged.com, a great book. And, you know, of course, Bernie Sanders says, hey, we should have 90%. And then they enact Obamacare, call it a tax. They didn't pass a constitutional amendment. Join us tonight, InfoWars Nightly News.